Oh, that would very much help. Thank you so much indeed for talking to us. Tam Fry, he's from the National Obesity Forum. John Holmes has joined me now.
What's his name? Tam Fry?
Tam Fry. I know, it's wrong, isn't it? Yeah. I'm offering a tub of lard now for lunch.
Are you?
Do you want to join me?
That's no way to talk
about
it.
Well, fat's good for us. Eating fat won't make you fat.
So I understand. Look, there's one simple answer to this, right? Because I was listening to that, obviously. And what you do is you put fattening, you put pizza and the like, right? The other side of thin holes. And then if the fat people want to get to it, they have to slim down first and then get through.
Well, you can have those aisles in the supermarket and you just have the turnstiles. And basically, if you can't get through the turnstile,
you can't eat the food.
Tough.
See, we've solved that.
I know. Why does everyone find it so hard?
It's ridiculous. It was simple,
isn't it? I have to say, there are aisles in the supermarket I just don't go down for that reason. I say, I've got the self-control not to buy it. I haven't got the self-control not to eat it once it's in my home.
I thought you were going to say just eat it off the shelves.
I do that before. I do that before.
You're the one.
No, pack it at Chris, and then you're at the counter and you have to go, can you hold that carefully? That's already open. do you know what I held in my hand this morning?
Well, let me take a wild guess.
I'm not going to let you answer okay, that fine. Because we'll get taken off air. A little pot of uranium.
Did you?
Marcus Du Soto, professor for the public understanding of science.
He's very good, Marcus Du Soto, isn't he?
He's unbelievably clever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's so clever.
And he brought you some uranium.
Yeah, it's a weird gift.
As a gift.
It's a weird, no, he took it away.
Okay, yeah. Have you got any ill effects? I mean, am I sitting in a uranium studio
now? Yes, there is uranium, yeah. I'm a little bit anxious. Yeah. He opened it and I'm thinking, don't open it! But anyway, before you all die of radiation in your show, what's coming up?
Well, I thought about making our paid intern Cornelius actually eat some fat. And I've got some out of the bins from the canteen downstairs, told him it was my dog. So I'm going to make him eat some fat, see what happens.
You weren't lying either, were you?
Not at all, no. I'm going to weigh him at the beginning and then weigh him again at the end to see if the fat has made any difference.
To be fair, Cornelius is about the thinnest man I've ever met. I don't think he's going to have any effect.
You'd think so because he's young, but he'll be the first to tell you that now he's getting a little bit fat because he drinks too much. That's happening. We've got work experience punditry as well, with another work experience. We don't have to pay them. Today, reviewing the weekend's TV, we've got lazy PR, where we round up the lazy PR stuff we've been sent from people.
Could have just called it PR.
Good point. Well made. People who don't listen to this show at all, just send us stuff that's utterly inappropriate. They don't check. So we name and shame them in lazy PR. Of course, our foreign correspondent reports on something foreign. There's a diversity paper review from another diversity. That sort of thing.
That's all that kind all of, that stuff. Sort of stuff. And a little bit of radiation poisoning thrown
and
into
that,
the mix.
Yes.
That's John Holmes.
I might make Cornelius eat some radiation.
Oh, they do. Why not? Yeah. Why not? He won't matter. He'll just grow at a third arm or something.
Eyes might start pointing in the right direction.
That's all coming up after 1 o'clock. I'm back with you. I'm finally going to finish. I'm off air. I'm going to be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line, you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It is as well at 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Monday. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a restaurant owner's been found guilty over a peanut death. Brexit could cost the UK almost 1 million jobs. And new obesity advice is criticised.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, the owner of a curry house has been convicted over the death of a customer who ate food containing a peanut. Mohammed Zaman, who ran Indian Garden in Easingworld in North Yorkshire, has been found guilty of manslaughter. Paul Wilson died after eating a takeaway despite telling staff he could not eat nuts. The Prime Minister and the Chancellor are claiming almost 1 million jobs would be lost if the UK left the European Union. They've called it a DIY recession, saying Britain would inflict economic harm on itself. The campaign to leave the EU described the forecast as deeply biased. Former Mayor of London Boris Johnson, who thinks the country would be better off out, has criticised EU regulations.
Do you think we need to be told by the EU what sort of bananas we should be selling, or how powerful our hairdryers should be, or how much suction there should be in our vacuum cleaners? It is out of control. It's costing British business £600 million a week in unnecessary costs. We can flourish outside.
Government health experts have called new advice, which says eating fat isn't necessarily unhealthy, irresponsible. A group of charities say people shouldn't count calories. Tam Fry from the National Obesity Forum has told Talk Radio guidance issued 30 years ago promoting low-fat options has done more harm than good.
We started to have an obesity problem, and that what we should do now is to reappraise whether that advice was so flawed that we did ourselves an injury, and that we should modify now the advice that we are giving or being given by government agencies as to what would be a much better diet for us.
Three men are being questioned on suspicion of Syria-related terrorism offences. The West Midlands Counter-Terror Unit says they've been arrested at addresses across the country in Kent, Sheffield and Coventry. A 16-year-old boy is critically ill after taking ecstasy. Greater Manchester Police has issued a new warning after the teenager overdosed after taking a pill known as Rockstar at a house party. In the last month, a 17-year-old girl has died from taking the drug, while two women have also been treated in hospital. And Adele is reportedly about to sign the biggest music deal ever by a British artist. The £90 million agreement with Sony Music would trump the £80 million contract Robbie Williams agreed with EMI 14 years ago. The singer is already worth £85 million, according to the Sunday Times Rich List.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Early rain clearing across the southeast of England to leave a bright day across the UK, but there will be a few thundery downpours this afternoon across the south and around the around central areas.
You drunk again?
I've never been drunk at work.
Okay.
Highs of 18 degrees.
All right. Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Okay. Sport now. Who's going to be doing it today, then?
I reckon Moose.
You think Moose?
Mm-hmm.
She thinks Moose. She thinks a Moose. Ben or Moose? Or someone else?
Mm.
It's not someone else.
I think it's someone else.
Mm.
Well, who do you think it is, then?
I don't know. Just throwing my bet in.
That's producer Considering Dave throwing his ginger thing into the ring.
No one wants that.
Not even those students. It's 4 minutes. But didn't take long, did it? 4 minutes past one.
Show's not even started yet.
I know. 4 minutes past one. Let's find out who's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Manchester
Moose!
United have sacked Ivan Howell, according to reports. After a disappointing campaign in terms of style and substance at Old Trafford, it seems that he has now been sacked and Jose Mourinho will be the next manager. Well, former United coach Rennie Mullenstein told TalkSport, Mourinho can bring the attacking football United fans want back to Old Trafford.
If you go to Mourinho, you look over his whole spell of his managerial career.
Levels.
He's had playing Chelsea some fantastic football. Please.
Staying with managers and Wales boss Chris Coleman is expected today to confirm he's signed a contract extension.
Come on, mate, it's
basic
stuff.
Ben Stokes has been ruled out of England's second test against Sri Lanka, which starts on Friday at Chester Street. The all-rounder has a knee injury. England thrashed the tourist by an innings and 88 runs in the first test at the weekend. Mm. And Andy Murray is due to start his French Open title challenge later, but the weather forecast at Roland Garros isn't great.
Whatever.
That's your sport powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Moose.
Talk Radio.
Businesses of Britain, welcome to Unbeatable. Unbeatable is being at the fish market at 4 a.m. to grab the best catch. Unbeatable is waiting 12 months for your leather to tan to make shoes that fit like a glove. Unbeatable is choosing Vodafone's 4G coverage to help your business fulfill its potential. Because you love your business, feel like a ready business. Vodafone. Power to you. Coverage assessed independently by LCC across 41 conurbations. For more details, see vodafone.co.uk/network. Coverage may vary.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello there and good afternoon and welcome. You have found us. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's so exclusive that it will be just you. We walk amongst the despaired and the damned. That's not, to be clear, a washing machine made of glass. Tell me there's toad in the hole. The Queen's blow-offs smell bad. What else have you got?
Bangers and Mash.
Properly join a Swarovski tribute band.
To listen to Hate.
They was married, now they isn't.
Everybody's talking about the pensioner rave market.
He was very insistent that we didn't use that term.
Podcast separate.
In your cell. The grounds of Buckingham Palace, they simply climb over the wall. I am a robot from the future. And this is Talk Radio then, let's call it a one-till-foursome.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
all right, then. Here we go. Good afternoon. Welcome as together we pile into another week on the radio with all the grace of the press piling into speculation about Louis van Gaal. It is Talk Radio, Dong Afternoon. One till four, the John Holmes Show thing, a show which many call the Mount Everest of radio broadcasting, in that it's, well, to most, it's completely inaccessible. And no one really understands it either, and, well, not, and, you know, it's possibly even foolhardy even to try it. And I say no one understands it, not least the board of the company that own Talk Radio. But it is there, isn't it, this Mount Everest of broadcasting, to be attempted only if you must, driven on by some unconscious, almost primitive desire to test yourself to the limits of what you can tolerate. It's Monday, round about the 23rd of May. I go as far as to say it's exactly the 23rd of May. And it was on this day, of course, in 1958, that the Satellite Explorer 1, the first ever US satellite, ceased its transmissions. The signal fading there out of earshot, its communication dropping in and out, becoming forever lost, leading many to speculate that the early Satellite Explorer 1 was designed by the same people who put the Talk Radio studio together and who remain responsible for its live stream on the app or the internet. So if you can still hear us, here's what's scaling the slopes of today's climb towards 4 o'clock. The following examples of radio-based entertainment, and I use the word entertainment there to mean the opposite of the word entertainment. Headline Hijack is on the way. Of course it is. Once again, we invite you to fib, to fabricate, and to fake your way into the 2 p.m. news bulletin and slip a made-up news lie into Victoria's mouth, which she will then almost immediately spit out onto the radio. That's because this research indicates that people aren't listening to this bit, and they get back into the office or wherever at 2 o'clock, having nipped out for lunch or whatever, and they believe the news, don't they? Because the news is normally true. But at 2 o'clock, we put a lie in there, the lie supplied by you to confuse them. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's the beginning of another week of inductees into the Lonely Lunch Club, of course, if you are lunching alone. A lonely what lunch, then? Do get in touch. We'll keep you, we'll keep you company through the bad times, like a comforting vicar or a dog. Use your number then to get on the list, and remember, we will call you back. Also today, Work Experience Punditry, that's the weekend's television, rounded up and shot by the Work Experience Pundit, Samir in today. I've checked last week and his surname is not Test. He'll be along. There is another roundup as well, this one of a week's worth of lazy PR, as mistargeted PR missives and guest offers that we've been sent by lazy PR and marketing wonks that clearly never listened to this show are named and shamed. That'll be happening this afternoon. There's the Monday Mystery Quiz. Today it's marked theme tune, the news in haikus, what the people think. Today, do they think whistles or Staples. Our foreign correspondent reports on something foreign, and plus this afternoon, our diversity paper review will come from yet another diversity today. Unless I'm very much mistaken, it's a brown one. There's also the big debate at 3 o'clock. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Today the students can rest easy. Ass broadcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Yeah, Marta is doing the buttons.
Hello.
Hi there. Victoria, cut Victoria, and does she not bleed news?
So much news.
Paid intern Cornelius, in line with the news that you've been hearing about, that today that says fat might be good for us. apparently fat.
Oh.
Yeah, see that?
Where have you got that from?
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. What I've got here is some fat that got cut off whatever it is the canteen are making today. They put it in the bin. Right?
Shut up.
Right? And I genuinely went and asked them for it.
We've rinsed it under the tap.
Yeah, I've rinsed it. So it's basically some fat that I've got out of the bin downstairs in the canteen, and I told the lady there that it's for my dog. So what? Well, it's not far off. So what we're going to do is, Dave, could you go and lift up Cornelius?
Yeah.
Right? Why lift me up?
Because we've got... Look, have you not seen the news?
No.
The news is that if you eat fat, you lose weight now. So if you can lift him up, Dave, to see if he's now, how heavy he is, and then at the end of the programme, you can lift him up. You can lift him up again, and we'll see if he's lost weight after he's eaten that fat.
We just take a photograph of that. Obviously, that's good. Thank you. Yeah,
good. Right now, eat the fat. Let's eat the fat.
It's still warm a bit.
That's from under the warm tap. Oh, that's really horrible. So at the end of the show, we'll wait on Cornelius to see if he's lost any weight. I am John Holmes. It's your Monday afternoon talk radio thing from Talk Radio. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I posit that we should start with some.
Standing at the bus stop with my shopping in my hands, when I'm overhearing elder ladies as the rumours start to fly. Hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe store, every corner turned around. Started with a schoolgirl who was running home to her mum and dad. Told them she was playing in the change room of the local pub. Sound said, tell us again. She told him again, tell us the truth. He found it hard to believe, cause he thought I was Steve. He betrayed me, thought a good job as a father of three. Only takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand. Of a swimming pool with a matchstick man and maid. At the scouts' hall, at the football, where the wise we trust to pay. They all honor his name, did a lot for the game. Got his name knocked up above the sports ground gates, and they're ripping them down, stamping the ground. Pick together's dust in the barn, the lunch takes one tree. To make a thousand matches, only takes one match. To burn a thousand trees. Sports ground games, now they're ripping them down, stepping the ground, put together's dust in the barn. The longer takes one tree to make a thousand matches, only takes one match to burn a thousand trees. Thousand.
Hey, it's Stereo Stereophonics on Talk Radio. That is called A Thousand Trees. It's quarter past one on a Monday afternoon. Good afternoon and hello.
Big song.
Now, I expect you want to know why I was playing the Stereophonics hit A Thousand Trees.
Do we?
Do you?
Do we?
I'd rather just hear more Stereophonics.
Yeah, have you got the local boy in a photograph?
No.
What about Say La Vie, the new one? That's good.
Yeah.
Play that one.
I haven't got Indian Summer, which I also like.
Yeah. Mm. Traffic, have you got that?
No, because none of those would tie to the big story.
About the Rod Stewart cover.
Handbags and the Glad
Handbags
Rags.
Handbags and the Glad
Rags. That doesn't tie. The big story this afternoon.
We don't care about this story. Just play some more Stereophonics.
The big story is about the...
the first album. Word gets around the whole thing. Let's just pop it on.
I've looked through, and there's nothing about handbags in the news, nor Glad Rags.
Mm.
But the reason I played Stereophonics, whether you want to know it or not, is because it had the word trees in it.
Right.
And the news today is that we have a lost generation of gardeners. Oh. And some gardens do have trees in them.
Yeah, sure.
So that's why I played that. This is because parents, the baby boomer generation, have neglected to pass on gardening skills to their kids. So kids now aren't interested in gardening because parents didn't give a toss and just put decking over it. So now the kids don't like the gardening. And now what will happen? Two things are going to happen. One is we will be overrun with garden, right? Or the opposite of that, and all gardens will die. Already, I'm seeing the news today, gardens are leaving this country because of a lack of care.
Aye.
Yes. There are gardens emigrating due to, I'm quoting here, due to the fact that no one is taking care of them. There are better gardening...
services and facilities.
Yes,
and
in other countries,
yeah.
It turns out. So gardens are leaving. It is an exodus of gardens. They're just upping and leaving this place. And so this is an important story and a big story.
It's quite sad, isn't it?
Which is why we need an expert to talk about it here on the radio, because that's what you have to do. Asprodcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Can you find someone who has either...
Sociologist? Someone to talk about the differences in generations. Oh, it's neither of those, is it?
Could you find me someone who's once stood in a garden?
Well, you've stood in a garden. You talk about it.
No. Man or woman.
Can't interview himself, can he?
Dave stood in a garden.
No, he hasn't, famously.
Mm. No. He knows it. Well, you know, famously, not Dave. He's been in a few students' gardens.
Okay.
Someone who once stood in a garden. We'll talk to them next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, Dad's Taxi.
Hi, I'd like to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home, she'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road, for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
There is a prophecy that when the forces of darkness rise and unleash hell upon this land, heroes will unite to fight together.
So are you here?
To save our people.
This year, an unthinkable threat.
An invasion.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
We'll protect the kingdom.
We will try, my friend.
Warcraft, the beginning, in cinemas May 30th.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools to give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start in Lancashire for the northbound side of the M6. One lane closed due to an accident involving a caravan at junction 31 for the A59. Queues back towards junction 9 at the M65. In Cheshire, the westbound side of the M56. One lane blocked due to an accident between 14 at Hapsford and junction 15, that's the turn for the M53. And finally in Bristol, the southbound side of the M49, one lane closed due to a broken down van. Recovery's commenced between the M4 at junction 22 and the M5 at junction 18A. I'm Stephen Beach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, 1:21, Talk Radio in the afternoon, isn't it? Probably. So, before we talk to a man who's once been in a garden, let's talk to Cornelius, who has some of the reactions that are coming in this afternoon. You know it is Talk Radio, you know you can react in this direction. It's basically just one big reactive pit, but instead of vipers in it, it's a pit of reactions, and the reactions are yours. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. My favourite line from the movie School of Rock says, "You're disgusting and I hate you." And "Please send us free stuff" says, "Frontier Lager is just delicious."
Thank you very much. Thanks to Fuller's. Hi, Georgie. She's a PR for Fuller's.
Clip that out, Con.
Send
it over.
Some of the best pubs in the country. There, done. Mm. Nailed it. Right, okay, so, well, it links into today's story, doesn't it? Because beer is made of hops, and you can grow hops in a garden.
And you can hop around a garden.
Thank you. Baby boomers, lost generation of gardens. If you're listening, you'll know we've been talking about this big story. A lack of gardens. Gardens are emigrating. They are up and leaving the country. This is according to the RHS, the Royal Horticultural Society. We need to talk to someone who's been in a garden. Asprod Cass, who's through the glass.
Hello.
Who have we got to talk to? Who have we got that's once been in a garden?
Phil McCann, off of gardens.
Is that an instruction? What is that, a gardening joke?
Clearly it's not.
Right.
Don't be rude.
Is he on the telephone?
He's on the telephone now.
Has he just heard that bit?
Yes.
Awkward. Phil McCann, hello.
Phil McCann. I've heard them all. Phil. Original.
Have you heard Phil McCavity? Yes, I think you probably have.
That dentist, yes, I've heard that one. And I've heard worse, but there you go.
We'll save that for the end of this. Right, Phil, pleasure to talk to you, of course. Broadcasting gardener, extraordinaire, writes for The Telegraph and all sorts of things.
Yep.
And as a consequence of that, presumably you have been in the garden.
I am in, actually, as I speak, you might hear planes overhead. I'm down in Chelsea, wonderful London, and I'm at the Chelsea Flower Show at the press day, where all the VIPs, I'm hobnobbing with the stars today. Oh, and honestly, it's the best gardening show in the world. And all this rubbish about gardens emigrating, it's here. Forget it, it's in London right now for the week. It's wonderful.
I'm aware. I went to the Chelsea Flower Show last year, didn't understand any of it, but what...
You don't need to understand it to like it.
That's true. Yeah, that's also a fair point. But here's the story, okay? So, gardens are up and leaving the country. They think they're not being cared for enough. This is the story now. Let me read you just a quote here before we... this is trials in Sweden that they're doing at the moment,
Sweden.
They've paved it and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel and a boutique and a swinging hotspot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum in Sweden, then they charged the people a krona and a half just to see them. I mean, is that the future? Should we put gardens in museums instead of having them outside?
Absolutely not. Well, we've got museums of plants, haven't we? All the arboretum that we've got around the country, the gardens you visit. But our own gardens are so important. They really are. You can't pave over stuff. We already complain about flooding and all that. If we start paving over gardens, it's going to get worse. We've got to be planting more. We've got to be planting trees. We've got to be planting, even if it's a square foot of garden, get it planted and you can make a difference. Everybody listening can make a difference.
Can you call a square foot a garden, or is that just...
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can actually make that productive. You can get some veg growing in there. You can get carrots in there. You can get potatoes in there. Grow a wig. Hey, here you go. Why don't you grow some sweet corn in there and grow some French beans up in? You're getting two crops out of one square foot.
Is that a garden or an allotment now?
That's a mini garden, an allotment. Now, that does take work.
Yeah.
Gosh,
what's
really
the smallest anyone can have a garden?
One pot, 1 3-inch pot. There you go, that's a garden to me. You can put some wildflower seed in that.
Yeah.
Just sow it, leave it alone, shove it on your veranda or your balcony.
Yeah.
It will flower. If you remember to water it, it will flower. And you can grow anything in a pot. Absolutely anything.
Well, you can grow a pot. Is there any mileage in this? People are talking about... You remember the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, famously. Right?
Not personally, but I do remember. I wasn't around at that time, but yeah, I remember reading about them.
That's good, right. Well, look, here's what people are suggesting. We can have the best of both worlds, right? These are trials they're doing abroad, right? They are hanging gardens above... the city. So what you've got is essentially they've paved over all the gardens on the earth, but then they're hanging gardens from scaffolding above the cities themselves. And if you want to go in that garden, you go up a ladder, but it's double the space.
I'm liking that. If we're getting overpopulated, if we're getting overcrowded, we're going to do something. We can't pave over the whole lot.
Yeah.
We can do best of both worlds. We can have a little bit of paving for the cars, and we can't get away from that, and the bikes and all that stuff. But you can also go vertical. Big trend at the moment, vertical gardening.
Yeah.
Vertical garden. So you've got a building. Don't just put brick on it as a fascia. Put a structure there that you can plant into, and you can green up walls, green roofs. Your shed, you can turn your shed roof green, and instead of water running off either into your water butts or just off, you've actually got plants growing with all their benefits.
See, Cornelius, he's our paid intern, lives in a hovel, and your walls are green, aren't they, because they're covered in mould?
Yeah, that's right. But I maintain
that. Gardening, I love it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's green, isn't it?
You are
doing a bit of
green.
Let's talk a little bit about history as well here, because you'll remember, you know, when certainly in America in the 1920s, 1930s, gardens were outlawed, of course, and then what you got was sort of garden prohibition, wasn't it? Because there was racketeering, gardens were springing up in underground dens. Now, if we go so far as to ban gardens and we don't get any more gardens, as this news story is intimating, I mean, is that something, you know, would you be prepared to smuggle gardens?
I'd be going underground, I'd be growing mushrooms underground, I'd never stop gardening. And even if you haven't started yet, it's time to start today. Grow something today. Get something started today and get it growing. And once you've either eaten something you've grown yourself or you're just looking at a flower that's produced from a seed to a flower, brilliant, do it.
Yeah. What do you recommend if I was going to grow something to eat now? What's the quickest thing I could grow to eat?
You know what? Something like a carrot. Grow a carrot, one that grows, not a long carrot, just a golf ball-sized carrot. You grow that, you sow it now, in 10 weeks' time you'll be eating it. Brilliant.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Get a few of those into... It's not a long time. Come on. You just think, from a magical seed to a crop, it's fantastic. You will never beat the taste of that carrot either.
Is there any truth in that if you swallow an apple pip, a tree will grow in you?
I've not found that out yet, but apple pips actually have arsenic in it, so don't swallow too many of them.
Don't say arse on the radio.
Or Nick.
No, not that. We can say that. That's fine. Good. Okay, listen, thank you for talking to us. I mean, it's a fascinating story. I say, in Sweden, they're now putting all the trees in a tree museum and charging people a krona and a half just to see them. And is that the future? I mean, that's the question. And we didn't even have time to talk about lady gardens, but apparently they're trialling those as well now. So that was excellent. That was a man who's genuinely called Phil McCann.
He's great.
Who stands in a garden. But did you notice, by the way, he also had the voice of Alan Titchmarsh?
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
It's like he's grown and cultivated the voice of Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah.
From a seed, his voice has grown into that of Alan.
Do all gardeners have to have the voice of Alan Titchmarsh?
Charlie Dimmock has.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of them do.
They're the three gardeners we can name, aren't they?
Can you name
Tommy Walsh?
Stop just naming the cast of Granville.
Well, they're the...
Percy Thrower.
Jerry.
Is it your gardener?
Yeah, he's my parents' gardener.
Yeah, great. Good. Frank Gardner, the BBC's security correspondent.
Yes. Yeah.
Frank Gardner.
The Constant Gardener.
The book.
Yeah, or the film, depending on how lazy you are. In my case, The film.
Film. Good. All right, well, there we go. If you've got a reaction about gardens and those trials they're doing abroad, then and the fact that gardens are upping and leaving Britain, then do get in touch at 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word that you desire.
It's 1:30. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A restaurant owner in North Yorkshire has been convicted of manslaughter following the death of a customer with a nut allergy. The court heard 53-year-old Mohammed Zaman from York used a mix containing peanuts instead of almond powder because it was cheaper. Paul Wilson had an anaphylactic shock when he began to eat the takeaway curry, which had no nuts written on the lid, in January 2014. His mother Margaret says allergies should be taken seriously.
When somebody goes in for food and particularly says, I have an allergy, to be aware of that and follow that through to the letter. And for allergy sufferers, peanut sufferers, to take more care. Take note from Paul's death.
Campaigners who want the UK to leave the EU say the latest Treasury analysis on the implications of an exit is deeply biased. The Prime Minister and the Chancellor, who want us to remain members, say more than 800,000 jobs could be lost if we left. A report from anti-obesity charity says urging people to follow low-fat diets is having disastrous health consequences. Instead, they say we should be eating whole foods like meat, fish and dairy. A man has died after being attacked in his own home by a dog in Cumbria. The animal's been put down following the attack on the 45-year-old at Cleeton Moor yesterday. And a baby giraffe is being hand-reared by keepers in Devon after he was rejected by his mother. The calf was born last week at Paignton Zoo. The weather, a mainly dry and sunny day, but there will be a few thundery downpours this afternoon across southern and central areas, highs of 18 degrees.
You did it.
What? You can't end on an upward inflection. You've
got to, hey. There's more in half an hour.
That's it. It's better, isn't it? That's a nice story at the end there. A little,
did you like it?
Heartwarming, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
Yeah, it was.
What's sort of like what happened to you. You got rejected by your mother. It's, well, I mean, it's just true. And then he had to be hand-reared by a zoo.
I mean,
people from all over the world gathered to see John Holmes, the Shetland human.
Grow up.
I mean, I didn't.
She never did.
Well, yeah. Whoa. Right, first of all.
This is what you'd say to a horse.
First of all, right, I mean, you know, it's an interesting time at 1:33 on a Monday afternoon to bring up my, you know, the fact that I was rejected by my parents.
Well, Victoria brought it up.
Yeah,
no, you pointed at John during my lovely giraffe story.
I thought the giraffe was a metaphor for John.
No.
No, you should have been more clear.
Yeah.
I didn't mention John in my bulletin at all.
Yeah, it was insinuated.
That's
though,
how metaphors work. Yeah.
Wouldn't just say the thing if you were doing a clever metaphor, would you?
So, Victoria, are they right? So you were mocking my adoption as a baby boy at 4 weeks old in your news bulletin. I mean,
that's wrong. Why are you listening to these people? They are being horrible to you, not me. If anything, I'm very supportive.
If anyone, his real mum is the one who's being mean to him by rejecting him.
Why do you keep bringing it up? That's just quite mean.
It's a metaphor.
For your news bulletin.
Yeah.
In that we've all rejected it.
But it didn't take us 4 weeks.
If you're going to keep rejecting them, should I just not do them?
There we go.
Because that would give me less
work. It's about 9 weeks, that, hasn't it? But she's finally got there.
Fewer work.
They do fill time, though.
That's true. What would you do otherwise?
Well, I could eat my lunch in peace.
For 8 hours.
No, I could come back for drive time. Because they're not as mean as you lot. They don't yawn. They don't ask me if I've finished when I clearly have finished.
Do you get asked that a lot?
Stop it.
Look, it's 2:55. That was Victoria with the news.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, then. I'm glad we've, we touched on gardening and adoption in half an hour. That's pretty comprehensive. It's like Julia Hartley Brewer's programme or something. Right, it's coming. It's at that time when we've got Headline Hijack to do, of course, because in 25 minutes' time there will be the news at 2 o'clock. Within it will be a made-up news story to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. So if you'd like to get involved in that, just make up a news story. It doesn't have to be very long, a couple of lines, and it'll come out of Victoria's mouth. She would just tuck it in there behind the giraffe thing. at 2 o'clock, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Cornelius, we've got some reactions coming in for the big gardening story this afternoon.
Yes.
This is, of course, if you've just joined us, the story that gardens in Britain are up and leaving. There is a lost generation of gardeners because the baby boomers just paved over their gardens. The gardens feel neglected. A lot of them have been emigrating and leaving to go to different countries. What have you got, Cornelius?
Yes, Rubbish Pun says, I beg your garden.
Yes.
And Tom says, his neighbour Sandra has an absolutely lovely grass patch. Grass patch.
Someone who's just texted in here says, because we were talking about the history of it, of course, and in America in the 1920s and 30s, gardens were banned, famously, and burned. And so what you got was prohibition. People would set up... You right there, Dave?
Yeah, it's got a bit of a cough.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay. People would take their gardens and grow them underground and in speakeasies, that kind of things, wouldn't they? And then, but of course, there was a big smuggling trade over here when people would smuggle gardens into the country. They'd go off to famous gardens like Inversailles or somewhere and then smuggle gardens back under cover of the night on boats and bring them in tunnels and stuff. It was Al Capone, obviously, was involved in the America.
Yeah.
Green Fingers McKinley, he was one of them as well, wasn't he? But this is people, garden smuggling was a big issue, and I wonder if we'll end up going back to that.
Jimmy the Trowel.
Jimmy the Trowel, of course, yeah. Famously, in the gardening prohibition of the 1920s and 1930s. If you do have an opinion on the gardens, and them being made illegal, then...
Not your message.
Anyway,
you
like.
So then, as I say, Headline Hijack on the way this afternoon. We need your made-up news stories, please. And one of them, and it could well be yours, will be forcibly inserted into the 2 p.m. bulletin, there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit and have just snipped out for lunch. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into that bulletin on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in? Let's have a see. This is from Leslie. Jose Mourinho has just been announced as the manager of the Chelsea Flower Show, that tying in with...
it's bringing a lot of topicals together, that, isn't
it? The gardening
it?
Story there. Cornelius, what have you got?
Hi, John.
Hi.
According to Simon, Muse have pulled out of playing Glastonbury this year after saying they're uncomfortable with playing on a pyramid stage, having long been sceptical of the Eavis family. Matt Bellamy has said he has seen other evidence that suggests the event organiser Michael Eavis is an inner member of the Illuminati, and Matt Bellamy also doesn't trust his beard.
It's a long headline.
I may well have never met my birth mother, but I can read. The selling of miniature balloons, also known as water bombs, are to be banned, of course. This is due to fears that terrorists may be able to convert water bombs into real bombs using nail varnish remover and cornflakes, which, of course, that sort of instruction is readily available on the internet, as you know. So
I've seen it on the side of the boxes, actually, children's graphics.
That's a recall, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's wise to do so. I mean, that's, you know, a very, very real threat now. So it's like bath bombs, isn't it? It's the same thing. They had to ban those a while back. You know, the old people, when they throw sort of a thing in the bath that's making it smell of lavender or something, or urine. Or is that why old people? I don't know. Anyway, but they banned those as well, of course, because...
Photo bombs as well.
Photo bombs is long gone, yes.
Yeah, because terrorists used to appear in the back of photos unexpectedly.
To frighten the West.
Yeah.
Mm. What have you got, Dave?
This is from Rachel, John.
Hello, Rachel.
She says, this summer's Wimbledon tennis tournament is to be moved to Scunthorpe. Due to a plumbing disaster, the courts at the Wimbledon venue have all flooded. The All England Club has said the only other venue in the UK capable of accommodating the tournament is the famous Scunthorpe Tennis and Adventure Playground Centre.
Thanks very much for that, Rachel. If you've got a story you'd like to send in and get it into the news at 2, then you can do it right now. I'm not going to give you the number again because we're all sick of hearing it. The lines are very much open. We'll meet a Lonely Lunch Clubber next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with... See, castle. The 100th time, castle. We're in France. It's Chateau, actually.
Mom! Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flags Euro Plus includes 5-star UK cover and cover in Europe with up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Cars under 16 years old, 5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Van Buster now on. Mastercrete 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade point numbers only.
Trade point! I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim with Dan's and Fisher while there's still time.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text HURRY to 800-11. That's HURRY to 800-11. Or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
I wanna go claim with Dan's and Fisher while there's still time.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start in Lancashire for the northbound side of the M6. One lane closed due to an accident involving a caravan at junction 31 for the A59. Queues back towards junction 9 at the M65. In Cheshire, the westbound side of the M56. One lane blocked due to an accident between 14 at Hapsford and junction 15. That's the turn for the M53. And finally in Bristol, the southbound side of the M49. One lane closed due to a broken down van. Recovery's commenced between the M4 at junction 22 and the M5 at junction 18A. I'm Stephen Beach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Order.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's coming to 2:15 on a Monday afternoon, and well, if you've been out and about today, you might have noticed some news. Let's find out if anyone in here has noticed some news. Dave, have you noticed any news today? Any news at all?
Any news today?
Yes. Or over the weekend, to be honest. I mean, I don't know what you were doing over the weekend, but I don't know whether it was you spotted any news or you went out with the news.
Yeah, over the weekend I had to get home at about 4 a.m. on actually Saturday night. but the news was surging, so I had to wait for quite a while before I could get the news.
That's good. More expensive, was it, as well?
Yeah, much more expensive, yeah. And we ended up getting a Lux News.
Yes.
Which is apparently much more luxurious, but
yeah.
I didn't really notice the difference.
Softer headlines.
Yeah, because I had a couple of too many, you know. Headlines.
Oh, yeah, had a couple of paragraphs of
bulletins.
Always. What about you, Cornelius?
Oh, big weekend, John. I went to Prague on a stag news.
Did you?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, it's my brother's stag.
Yeah.
His stag news. He's getting weathered in January.
Yeah.
So we had a very early stag news.
Excellent. Did
it's
you?
Very early, isn't it?
Did you do the standard stag news things? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
I went to a bulletin bar.
Good. Did you?
Did the old man finally?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you tie him naked to a sport?
Yeah. We did. Yeah.
Great. It's quite complicated, isn't it, though, the news?
Oh, well, that's the thing, because when you're tying it, not so difficult, and I just can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, because as you know, here on Talk Radio, in the afternoon, we make news simple to understand. It's very much designed to the sort of people who listen to Newsbeat on Radio 1. It's it's broken down into its basic form, the news, and when we do that, what you end up with, as you know, is Japanese poetry. So here it is, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Low-fat diets are bad for your health. I'm not taking any chances.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So then, you join us very much as we enter today's Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's Lonely Lunch Club, where we meet someone lunching alone. A lonely what lunch and attempt often unsuccessfully to improve their lonely lunch time. Why are they lunching alone? What are they eating? What do they do? Why? How? Who? Let's find out the who, because there's a who on the telephone now. Is that Paige?
Hello.
Hello, Paige. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, very good, thank you. Yeah. So, Paige, why are you lunching alone and where are you lunching alone?
Well, I'm lunching alone because I do a degree from home, so I spend a lot of my time alone. And I'm up near Newcastle.
Oh, right, okay, in the northern area. So what degree are you doing from home?
I'm doing English literature and creative writing.
Excellent stuff. All right. So why have you chosen to do it from home out of interest? Is this because you are, by default, someone who hates the company of other people?
No, not really. To be honest, I just enjoy being able to spend most of my time in my pyjamas, which is a lot more difficult if you have to go outside and go to a proper university.
Well, I mean, it's difficult, but not impossible, Paige. I mean, you know, you can wear your pyjamas in public. I mean, you only need to go into Asda to see that.
Yeah, but it turns out that's quite, like, a controversial discussion that I've had with people.
Right.
Like, some people are obviously all right with it, but then other people say it just reeks of no agenda.
Yeah, well, in many ways, yes, it. I mean, it shows a certain lack of care.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. I mean, it depends on the design of your Jimmy Jammers, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, without wishing to go too deeply into your personal attire, I mean, what do you favour?
I like a good onesie, to be honest.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's not good for public consumption.
Yeah, no, that's fair. okay, so what are you having for lunch? That's the other important question.
Yeah, I'm having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's my birthday on Saturday, so I'm celebrating by having PB&J every day of the week.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not surprising you're alone, is it, really, if I'm honest, given that. But I noticed you called it jelly there.
Yeah, like, because it's only recently I found out that when they say jelly in America, they actually mean jam.
That's right. So have you been eating peanut butter and jelly for years by accident?
Yeah.
And that's got to be revolting, isn't it? Peanut butter and just some jelly.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Right, okay, well, fine. And so what would you like to chat about? Now, remember, the point of Lonely Lunch Club is that we can be your virtual friend and or student colleague, and we are thus at your disposal to chat about whatever you like. That's the point. You know, it's idle chit-chat from people who don't really know each other very well.
Yeah.
You know, the offices of the land are full of this kind of thing. And as you're lunching alone, allow us to take that role. So what would you like to chit and chat about, Paige?
Well, I was actually wanting to talk about the whole pyjama ordeal, because if you guys were my colleagues and I work from home,
yeah,
we'd all be sat pretty much in our pyjamas most of the time.
Yes.
And is it really worth doing some, like, adding more washing just for the sake of going to the shops?
You're right. You have touched upon a good area, actually. I mean, I'm of the belief that you can, and you mentioned washing, but I'm of the belief that you can get much longer than a day out of a pair of pants.
Yeah.
No, you can, because if you think about it, right, if you rotate the pant, around yourself, right, because there's always the same amount of holes, right? So what I'm saying is that the gusset area can be rotated around, can't it? Because you can start using a leg as a waist hole, right, and just rotate the pant, and then turn them inside out. You've got another 4 days out of that.
That's disgusting.
How do you lose a leg as a waist hole?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, but I thought...
Well, you could, couldn't
you? If we all went to the shops and wore pyjamas more, do you not think it would help the sense of community show that we're more comfortable around each other?
Mm. Yeah, I think there's a... You know, I don't think you're alone. I don't think my pant experimentation is alone either.
That's mad, your pant experimentation.
Everyone should try pant experimentation. And I think you can... And you think of the climate! You're saving on washing. Paige is onto something here. You're saving on detergent, aren't you? Turn your pants inside out, wear them again. What's wrong with that?
I mean, it's not great, but I understand the logic behind that. What I don't get is using a leg hole as a waist hole.
Well, what I'm saying...
Is your leg the same size as your waist?
Well, no, I mean, I haven't tried. It's a theory.
The theory's dreadful, because then you've got your waist in a leg hole, and you've basically got two waist holes and one leg hole pointing downwards.
Well, you say that like it's mad.
And the only way you can use all of those is by having two people in the two leg holes of their waist, and then all four legs in the waist hole. So you're now like...
Well, now you're just being silly.
Siamese-ing yourself with upside-down pants.
Yeah. Well, all right, then. Okay, well, that's helpful as well, isn't it, Paige? Because, right, if you've got four people in a pair of pants... Hang on, David, the two pairs of pants or one pair of pants?
Well, you said one pair of pants. How many pairs do you wear?
You've got four people in a pair of pants.
Yeah. No, two people.
Two people in a pair of pants. Well, where do the legs go?
They all have to go through the one waist hole.
Okay,
I'm not really seeing any downsides here.
Well, it would help the community show how close we all are.
Which is what Paige was on about in the
first place. Yeah, which is apparently a much-needed thing.
I'm sure I've been in Asda when I've seen people with three people wearing one pair of pants. I'm sure that's happened in their slippers.
What do you get up to in your own time?
Okay, well, it's interesting. Well, I mean, yeah, so we're all hanging out in Paige's house, right? She's busy doing her English literature. What are you, what English literature are you particularly doing at the moment, Paige?
I'm trying to branch out from poetry and write more short stories with a sharp twist at the end.
Nice, yeah. Sort of Rudyard Kipling-esque.
Yes, exactly.
All right, good. And what? So that's the creative side. What about reading? What are you studying in terms of the literature?
Well, at the minute, I've got an exam coming up, so the module we're doing right now actually has not much to do with literature, so it's just art in general. So, I'm not, like, to be honest, I haven't really been studying much of it. I've just been writing.
You don't know what it's about, do you? You don't know what your exam's about.
Just been sitting around in my pants, John. That's all I've been doing. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. This is good. I mean, I would ask you to read one of your short stories, but unless they're about a minute long, it's not going to work, is it?
No, and not many of them are fit for radio.
Oh, fuck.
To be honest.
Fine. She's writing mucky stories.
Short erotica.
You're writing stories and sending them to a gentleman's magazine. Or a lady.
This is just getting worse and worse for me, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is really, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're all sitting around in our... and Dave are sharing a pair of pants in the lounge with Paige, who's in her Jimmy Jammers, which is a onesie. Cornelius?
Hi. What am I doing?
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Great. So... that's never happened in the presence of a lady before, has it? Apart from your own mother.
Yeah, yeah.
When she baths you at night. Still.
That a new
so,
one, is it?
So weird in your house.
Come up with that over the weekend, did you?
So weird in your house that your mother still bathes you. I mean, it's just odd. You know. I mean, wearing pants is with two people with using the leg hole as a waist. I don't see the problem with that.
That's fine, isn't it? I suppose.
Me neither.
Thank you, Paige. See?
3-1. So basically, to sum up, Cornelius is a weirdo.
Correct. Paige, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope we've improved your lunch slightly.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a lot of inspiration for the next story, that's for sure.
please do send it to us when it's done. That's Paige. She is today's inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like it to be you, we'll call you back. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's the small matter, though, of Headline Hijack, of course. I've just realised that we're heading rapidly towards... towards 2 o'clock. So here we go with Headline Hijack, because we have to find a winner. Right then, what else has been coming in here? Let's have a look here. Brian Shaw.
Who?
Yeah. Brian Shaw, the most recent winner of the World's Strongest Man contest.
Oh, that Brian Shaw, yeah.
Is celebrating World Turtle Day today by completing his toughest challenge yet. The bodybuilder has been crawling the length of the River Thames with a caravan strapped on his back to celebrate World Turtle Day. And that's been sent in by Brian Shaw, the most recent winner of World's Strongest Man contest. Thank you, Brian. That's very good. Cornelius, what have we got there?
Linda says the best film at the Cannes Festival.
The what festival?
The Cannes Film Festival, yeah. Has been awarded to a French film called Latin. The film follows the story of a number of cans being designed for a range of soft drinks. Director Jean Frankname said that he made the movie specifically to be entered into
the Cannes Film Festival. Yeah. Good, thank you very much. Who was that from? Linda, did you say?
Linda.
Thanks, Linda. We've got to get a story into the news at 2. There can be only one. Producer Dave has the name of the winner.
I have the name of the winner.
Would you like to tell us the name of the winner?
I would.
Could you tell us the name of the winner now?
I could. Dennis.
Thank you. Where's he from? Do you have the knowledge of where he's from?
I do, John.
Would you like to tell us where he is from?
I would.
Can you tell us where he is from?
I can.
Tell us where he's from!
Penrith.
And it's Cannes. Oh, Dennis is in Penrith. He has his made-up story in the news, which is next on Talk Radio. We'll be coming back very shortly with Work Experience Punditry. Today, Samir, his surname is not Tess, brings us the TV reviews from the weekend. There will be the mystery theme tune quiz later on in the programme. Dave and Cornelius will keep coughing at random intervals.
Sorry.
Plus, we'll have the news in haikus, of course, on what the people think today. Do they think whistles or staples? All of that coming on the programme. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country.
Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf, I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip. Talk radio.
It is as well, yes. Good afternoon. 1 minute past two. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a curry house owner guilty of manslaughter. Warnings almost 1 million jobs are at risk if the UK leaves the EU. And a row over new fat advice.
Talk radio.
A restaurant owner has been found guilty of manslaughter after a customer died from an allergic reaction to a curry. Paul Wilson suffered anaphylactic shock from traces of peanuts in January 2014. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
It later emerged 53-year-old Mohammed Zaman, who owned the Indian Garden Takeaway in North Yorkshire, had used cheaper ingredients to save money. They contained peanuts, but the lid of the meal still said no nuts. So the jury decided he'd been grossly negligent and was guilty of manslaughter. The court also heard another customer needed hospital treatment just weeks before Paul Wilson died.
Campaigners who want the UK to leave the EU have called new Treasury analysis on the financial implications of an exit deeply biased. The Chancellor, who wants Britain to stay in, says it shows leaving would tip the economy into a year-long recession. George Osborne believes that could leave us with less to spend on services like schools and the NHS.
The analysis is clear. The uncertainty that would be caused by a vote to leave would put the brakes on investment, would cost over 500,000 people in our country jobs, and would cut people's wages too.
Calls for people to eat more fat have been branded irresponsible by Public Health England. It's after a report by the National Obesity Forum, which said we should avoid foods labelled light or low fat and stop counting calories. These people in central London have told Talk Radio it's a bit ridiculous.
I don't pay too much attention to it, to be honest. Everything in moderation.
You don't know what to do from one day to the next. But that, when I heard it, I thought, how stupid is that?
It's maybe a bit of scaremongering by the League for Butter.
Three men are being questioned on suspicion of serious related terrorism offences. They were detained in Kent on Thursday, Sheffield on Friday and Coventry yesterday. A 16-year-old boy is in a critical condition after taking ecstasy at a house party in Manchester. Officers are investigating how the teenagers got hold of the Class A pills in Oldham over the weekend. Ryanair says it plans to cut fares by 7% this year. The budget airline's annual profits have gone up by almost half. That's £959 million. Analysts say it could prompt a price war, leading to lower prices for people wanting to go on holiday over the summer. A cow has died after being hit by a van while searching for her calf, who'd been killed in a car crash with a police car in Gloucestershire. The force says she died from her injuries and the police officer was not hurt. ITV's Loose Women will not face an investigation by the television watchdog despite complaints about a segment on sex toys. Some viewers were angry about comments made by Katie Price. Ofcom decided they were light-hearted and in keeping with expectations of the programme's audience.
What did she say, Katie Price?
If I remember rightly, it was something to do with what she may have used as a sex toy.
Was it a Premiership footballer?
No, actually, it wasn't. It was something which is a bit more common, found in the house.
What, a sort of weekend footballer?
No.
Well, what?
Vegetables.
Premiership footballer. Specifically?
I didn't watch it. Okay, I just remember seeing.
All right. Your news sort of veers around, doesn't it? I mean, you know, I mean, first of all, you bring in the last bulletin, there was a nice story about a hand-reared giraffe.
Yeah.
And now you're telling us about dead cows.
I thought you might like the animal story.
Sort of yin and yang of. And then you went from cows to loose women, and I think that's harsh.
Well, I wasn't linking the two, that's you.
You did literally link the two.
No, they're two separate stories. It's how bulletin works. We do one thing and then another.
All right.
You can draw the links if you want to. Mm. Can I do the weather?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yes.
A mainly dry and sunny day, but there will be a few thundery downpours this afternoon across southern and central areas, highs of 18 degrees.
Vegetables. 2:05. Here's the sport with Ben.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hey, good afternoon. Ben. We're still waiting for a statement from Manchester United following widespread reports that manager Louis van Gaal has been sacked. It was due an hour ago. We understand that van Gaal, who was at the club's training ground this morning, will be replaced by Jose Mourinho. If that does prove to be the case, former United coach Rennie Mullenstein told TalkSport the special one will give the United fans what they've been missing.
If you go to Mourinho and look over his whole spell of his managerial career, he's had playing Chelsea some fantastic football. I think wherever he's been with Inter Milan and Real Madrid and Chelsea, he's always been in the top three or two in highest scoring teams.
Wales boss Chris Coleman has agreed a 2-year contract extension today. It'll keep him in charge of the national side through to the 2018 World Cup. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray will get his French Open title challenge underway later this afternoon, and you can hear it live over on TalkSport 2. The world number 2 will open up against veteran Radek Stepanek. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Alan Pardew's premature celebration during Saturday's FA Cup final has been revealed as a PR stunt. BBC One has announced that Pardew is the first contestant to sign up for the next series of Strictly Come Dancing, which starts later this year.
Thanks, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon then. 2:07 on a Monday. It's Talk Radio, isn't it? That much is blindingly obvious. And on the programme then, with the news that it might not be as bad for you after all, we are going to be giving away some fat. Now, you can choose from bacon rind, beef dripping, or we've scraped some of Eamon Holmes off the chair here in the studio. He comes in, obviously, at the weekend to do a programme, Eamon Holmes, and he's quite fat. So we can ship it to you. It is your choice. Plus, one lucky listener can also win a trip to the studio when Eamon Holmes is in next weekend and lick him like a bird trying to get sustenance from a fat ball in the garden. That's your chance to win some fat in line with today's new health advice this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Okay then, it's time for work experience punditry. And work experience punditry works very much like this, of course. A work experience comes in and bees a pundit at us. Today, the work experience pundit in question is Samir. Hello, Samir.
Hello, John.
Surname not test. And he will be reviewing the weekend's television, am I right, Samir?
Yeah,
and
the
we
week's.
Don't, the week's television, yeah, the previous week's television. Right, and we quite literally don't have to pay you for it, so away you go.
That's absolutely correct. My first one is called No Such Thing as the News. You know the news that you're always obsessed about, the news that's happening? Well, apparently, according to this show, there is no such thing as it. It's on BBC Two.
Yes.
And, yeah, these are the QI researchers that have gone in and dug into all the different news stories.
Yes, dug, yes.
Dug up all the news stories of the past week. And actually found some incredibly interesting facts.
Right.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Right, so the idea is then, so, I mean, it's QI, but sort of topical. Is that right?
Yeah, it's more lighthearted. It's not really a quiz. It's just them passing on interesting facts. So there's four...
oh, I see, right.
Four people sitting next to each other, like alongside each other.
Yeah.
The set's not great. I mean, it's just a table with a bit of cloth. And a studio audience. There's not really that many visuals. When they do talk about things that require visuals, they've got like an A4 paper which they hold up for the audience to see. So it hasn't been done
brilliantly.
And this is
on BBC Two.
Yeah.
I mean, it quite likely could be on radio, essentially. There's no real visual
like
element to it, you know. I think it was based off a podcast.
Yeah. Imagine that, some people just talking nonsense in a room on the radio. Yeah. It'd sound rubbish.
This room looks better than the set of that TV show looks.
Really?
Yeah.
And this room's horrible.
Yes. It's filmed at Up the Creek in Greenwich, the comedy club.
Oh, yes.
God. And it's literally just, they've put a banner behind it.
Right.
And put two tables with black cloths on it, and four people are sitting around.
And that's on BBC Two.
It looks like a student TV panel show.
Yeah, it's shocking.
I mean? Yeah.
Wow, okay, so...
And they just have a chat, and they've got all these really interesting facts, which they do stem from the kind of things that have been in the news in the past week.
Yes.
So they were talking about, you know, there's the Queen's speech in Parliament, and they did claim that apparently they've still got yeoman warriors that go around with candles to make sure there isn't another gunpowder plot in place. So...
Well, I mean, point of order,
yeah.
Right? If there was gunpowder... Why are they using candles?
Tradition.
That was the joke that they did on the show.
Right, and how many writers have they got?
I don't know.
And I just said that.
You could be on that low-budget TV show, mate.
There you go. I've been on many of those in my time.
They did point out that they did have a proper Met Police, more official search as well.
Yes.
To check for anything.
Have we got a clip of this?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, we can't see the visuals for obvious... reasons.
You're not missing much.
I reckon you'll be able to hear
the visuals.
The quality of the audio, I reckon, will reflect the quality of the video.
Okay. Here we go then. This is, what's it called? No Such Thing as the News.
Correct.
All right, here we go.
I was thinking of what they could make the windows out of to make it a bit better. Yeah. And have you seen this week? They've made see-through wood.
What?
It's amazing. Okay, I've got a picture here. I'm going to show you it. There you are.
You won't be able to see it.
Now,
yeah, a slight flaw in the...
Well, you can tell it's wood, because it has the word wood written. There you go. No, it's amazing. What they've done is they kind of put it in water and they put a lot of chemicals in and they get rid of the lignite, which is the stuff that gives it the colour, and then they can kind of... It just makes this wood see-through. And they've only done, like, 5 inches by 5 inches, but they think in the future we might be able to make windows out of this and all sorts of stuff. Because actually glass is a kind of thing that shatters quite easily, but wood is a much better substance for some things.
Could you have invisible tables? That's the extent of my imagination. That's made of wood. Well, what am I sitting behind?
You could get invisible trees that are made out of wood.
Yeah, they do get into a long discussion about going to a forest with just invisible trees everywhere and banging your head constantly because obviously you can't see where you're going.
Yes.
It's not ideal.
Well, I mean, I didn't see it, obviously, so I couldn't interpret as to what it looked like. But it did sound quite the radio. I think I read some criticism on the social medias that said that. I mean, you saw it, didn't you, Cornelius?
Yeah, I saw it. I really liked it. Despite the low production values, I thought the content itself was really, really funny.
Why was it on TV, though?
I don't care. I wouldn't have watched it. I wouldn't have listened to it if it was on Radio 4, so I'm glad it was on TV.
There's basically already a podcast of it, though. That's the thing.
It's nice to look at their faces.
Oh, so they've made a podcast. They've put a podcast on
television. So the QI podcast has been a podcast. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Right.
And they've literally just taken the word fish out of that and put the word news into it. And then put the... And then I was like, oh, it'd be interesting to see what they'll do with this podcast to make it...
Television
look like a TV show, and what they've done, John, is bought a camera.
Guys, we shouldn't slag it off because you never know. This could be the next TV show.
Yeah.
Well, our show.
Yeah. I mean, let's lower the standard.
Yeah. I mean, bring it right down.
Yeah.
Because then we're in with a shout. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch this? Just some people talking. That's all that is. It's the same thing.
It was. It's funny. They're all funny people, and it's funny, but
it's really so good.
Bizarre how. It's on the television.
Well, that's the future. You know, budgets are being cut across the BBC, as we know, and that's got to cost. If you haven't got to build a set,
yeah,
it's going to knock quite a lot off the price, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's the way forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's immediately pitch this to BBC Two.
Okay, done.
We've got an in.
But yeah, I mean, there were interesting facts though, which Cornelius brought up, and I would have to agree. I think if it wasn't for these interesting tidbits and stuff that kept coming up, it would have been a lot drier. Like, there's one which I really liked. Apparently, when the Queen does come to open Parliament, they take an MP as hostage at Buckingham Palace. I didn't even know about that.
Yes, and that's right.
The theory is that in case Parliament says, oh, we're not giving you the Queen back, they can be like, we've got the ex-housing minister at Buckingham Palace as hostage, so surely you should give the Queen back. It's bizarre.
It is an interesting... I knew that, actually, but I've always wondered about what they do with them, because what you want them... they want you want them to treat the MP like a proper hostage.
Yeah, tie them up.
Yeah, exactly, and beat them. But I bet they just give them a cup of tea or something. Yeah. The standards are slipping, frankly, and if you are going to kidnap an MP, Buckingham Palace, then at least do it properly and put them in a cellar with... naked, strapped to a chair, while somebody, I'm thinking Prince Philip because he'd enjoy it, beats their genitalia with a knotted rope.
Yeah, go for it. They're too tame. I think, didn't he go there himself? He managed to get transportation to get to Buckingham Palace himself rather than actually being taken.
Well, to take himself hostage. He was a voluntary hostage.
He just volunteered himself over at the palace, which I thought was a bit...
It was basically the Queen on the phone is going, I've got a particular set of skills.
I can't track you down, so could you come here, please?
I will find you, and I will kill you.
Another interesting fact which you'll like. In the University of East Anglia, at graduation, students weren't allowed to throw their mortarboards up in the air. That's the graduation hats. Because of health and safety.
That's right. They talked about this last week. Yeah, that's right. And they were going to Photoshop mortarboards into the air.
For like £8 or
that's
something.
That's right. But then again, if you take that to its next stage, right, all you have to do is you could take everything out of that. The student, just Photoshop everything in. Just get Andy Serkis, you know, to motion capture students. And just, you can hire Andy Serkis to play you in a photograph of you graduating university. You don't have to turn up. Like Paige, we were talking to earlier in the Lonely Lunch Club. Just stay at home in your pants.
Yeah.
That you've
perfect,
rotated.
Ideal.
Over several days. Photoshop in a university. We could just get rid of universities. Photoshop them in.
Photoshop the degree in. Yeah. That would be excellent.
Just Photoshop everything in.
Yeah.
Well,
really affordable, particularly at this time. Definitely. Something I'd be considering.
Yeah. Have they got rid of that? That was a real thing, that mortarboard?
Yeah, that's still happening.
And it's just that university.
We don't even have the mortarboards, though, at King's, so, which is quite annoying because...
Oh, yeah, where are you from?
King's College.
King's College, yeah.
And that's the only reason I'm at university.
What sort of hat do you get given?
We don't get any.
A baseball cap.
Yeah. Well, perhaps they should branch out the hats.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. If mortarboards are dangerous, just a soft beanie. A slouch beanie.
Yeah.
Just give those out. Just soft hats.
That could work, yeah. Or just making the corners a bit softer as well, just, I don't know.
A fez? I mean, that's round, isn't it?
Yeah.
Putting some cotton wool on each corner.
You don't want to use the Australian cork dangling model, because that could go in your eye.
A recipe for disaster.
Anyway, good. So what's coming up after the advertisers?
We're going to talk about Love, Nina. Fine. And going forward.
Okay. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Samir back in... His surname's not Test. Back in a moment with more television reviews.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman? Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact! Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 12-tube box of GP200 silicone sealant for just $11.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Through Howden in East Yorkshire, we've got problems on the A614. That route's currently closed both ways at the Thorpe Road junction. It's for emergency repairs after subsidence. And through Lancashire, the northbound M6 has a lane closed off near junction 31 at the Salisbury turn. There's a caravan involved in that collision. And through Kent, the A2 has two lanes closed on the London bound side near the Bean interchange for Bluewater. It's after an accident. Very heavy traffic towards that junction. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check. Bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio, of course, the home of your reactions. That's what Talk Radio is. If you've got a reaction, then do remember that we are more than happy to take your reactions. We'll take an excess of reactions. If you've got a lot of reactions in your house and you've got a reaction problem, then by all means, collect some of the reactions up and we will get rid of them for you. We'll put them beyond use. If you do have an issue, just pop some of the reactions into maybe a jiffy bag or some of that, one of those large envelopes you can get from the post office. Just scrape the reactions in, send them to us at Talk Radio, the radio. London. Some reactions that have been coming in sound like this.
Danny Murphy says, I don't want to meet Basil Brush. He makes me feel uncomfortable. That's a true story. I'm voting EU in has come in. And Legal Obligation says, I'm voting EU out.
Got to get both sides of the story there for balance. It's 22 minutes past two, and I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Cornelius, today.
Oh, I just got back from CERN, actually.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the laboratory. Over the weekend. I went to see the Large Hadron Collider.
Did you on the way back from Prague, was that?
Yeah. Well, it's just classic stag news behaviour.
Yeah. The Large Hadron Collider news.
What they're doing is they're really speeding up two headlines. Really, really fast.
Well, opposite, they fire them at opposite directions around the collider, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And then they collide them and they're trying to achieve a Higgs Bose sport.
What is that?
I don't know.
Okay. So, the news, though, and as part of the experiments at CERN, of course, what they're doing there is breaking news down to its component parts, scientifically, by, that's how it works. And once you do break news down, you realise that it is made up of different news molecules, but if you break those down, it's made up of different news particles, and if you break those down, you've got news quarks. But if you break those down, you've got Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Van Gaal's reign at Man U is over. Lou E. Van Gone, more like.
And we do those because, the news is quite complicated.
I just can't get my head around it.
So
Live with us this afternoon for Work Experience Punditry on a Monday. We welcome back Samir, surname not Test. And he's been looking at the week's television. We've already talked about that new QI spin-off, which was called There's No Such Thing as News. And Samir, what have we next?
Next up, we've got Love, Nina.
Love, Nina. Now, I know nothing about this and haven't even heard of it.
Right.
So do tell.
Pressure's on. It's on BBC One. And it's a drama. It's set in 1982.
Yes.
And it's a girl from Leicester who comes down to London in the hope of a better life. And she comes down as a nanny to work for a family who are very intellectual. And there's a nice different sort of north-south divide because they're quite pernickety with the kind of things that they want from her. And she's a bit unaware of the sort of demands of living in London and things like that. So I think it's quite funny. It works quite well. It is a drama. It's only just gone out. And yeah, it's got Helena Bonham Carter, who plays the mother. She's a mother and she's got two children. And yeah, the nanny comes to help out. Children are in a bit of a difficult situation.
So is it a sort of, you know, a fish out of water style drama in that, you know, person comes from place. A bit like Crocodile Dundee, but with children and nannies.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. So person comes from the sticks. Leicester, down to the big smoke, London, and thus that's, and there from there the hilarity arises.
Yeah, something. And it's just like, for example, when she's cooking dinner, she starts off by using tinned tomatoes, and then they complain about that, so she goes with homemade, and then other times they actually want it homemade, or in terms of the custard dessert as well, and it's just like, she never knows how to navigate that, when it should be tinned, and when it should be homemade.
Doesn't sound overly great to me, or dramatic. I mean, if the fact that their plot device is whether or not tinned tomatoes are a thing. I mean, it's not the West Wing, is it?
No, yeah, I suppose you can give it a bit of time, it'll probably get...
I mean, in Breaking Bad, right, I'm not saying American drama is superior. But in Breaking Bad, right, there's a man who has cancer who, and he's a chemistry teacher, who decides to manufacture crystal meth to sell and becomes a drug lord, a kingpin of the drug scene. And in this one, there's an argument about custard. I mean,
I see where you're getting at. Yeah. Would it help if there was like a sexual affair going on?
Sorry, just to do with the program, are you asking me?
No.
On how you think this should go? Because
I'm
game.
I meant the program because there's some of that as well with
Okay.
Rumours going round and that sort of thing.
So okay, is it classic nanny affair with husband thing? Is that where we're going with it?
No, it's one of the family friends.
Right.
Doing it with the laundry person, the local laundrette.
What?
How seedy.
I mean, okay, hang on. Right. So in Sons of Anarchy, the American drama, you've got a biker gang called the Sons of Anarchy, right? It's about a power struggle between the patriarch and the matriarch of the biker gang, involving the IRA running guns to and from America via this biker gang. Yet there's also a conflict between Jax Teller, he's the protagonist, his wife, and his mum, who is the matriarch of this biker gang. And it plays out against a backdrop of biker gang violence in California and small town politics and prejudice. In this, someone does it in a laundry.
And there's an argument about nuclear war. Is that still not selling it to you? No. We've got a clip. Shall we have a listen?
Yes, let's.
Yeah.
There's a big grease stain on your shirt.
I know. I've only just picked up my laundry from the dry cleaners.
They're good there, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all right.
Better than all right. Surely. Good, I think. The one's on the right as you go down the hill.
Hmm.
I suppose it depends on what you're looking for in a dry cleaner. If it's just the cleaning, then... sorry, would you mind washing your hands, please? Thoroughly. Joe, he has a range of complex health issues.
I didn't think it had anything to do with germs.
So you're saying you'd rather leave the germs on your hands and just hope for the best?
No. Of course not.
Right, well then, thank you very much.
So this is Jamie. There's a bit of a complication because there's two Jamies. She thinks it's this Jamie that's having the affair with the laundrette, and she's trying to suss out the information from him. That's the nanny trying to find out. And then we find out later on that it might not actually be him. Right. You're not impressed.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll be honest. Its dramatic possibilities fell away for me with the first line of that clip, which went, "There's a big grease stain on your shirt." You know, it was not equivalent for me of the President of the United States in The West Wing, perhaps speaking to God in the Great Cathedral in Washington with an eloquent speech about the nature of man's inhumanity to fellow man. "There's a big grease stain on your shirt" didn't quite cut through. Where can we find it?
On the iPlayer.
Okay.
You're not actually going to recommend anyone watches it, are you?
If they've got literally nothing else to do,
right,
then they could potentially dabble in it for about 5 minutes.
Speaking of which, Victoria's here in a minute. Shall we... what?
Read.
Okay. So, you've got to mark them out of 10, Samir, as you know. So we've discussed the things. Overall, mark out of 10 this week.
5.
Excellent. Will you be back next week?
Hopefully.
Good news. Right, so that's Samir. He will have more television next week. Work experience punditry, that was. Still to come on the programme. Then today, there will be more news in haikus. We've got to find out what the people think very shortly. Do they think whistles or staples? We've got our foreign correspondent reporting on something foreign. And, of course, the Monday mystery quiz. It's 2:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
An Indian restaurant owner has been convicted of the manslaughter of a customer with a nut allergy. In what's thought to be a legal first, 53-year-old Mohammed Zaman is facing a prison sentence over the death of Paul Wilson, who died after eating a curry made with peanut powder. Paul's father, Keith, says he always made a point of asking if food contained nuts when he ate out.
If he ever went out for a meal, he'd always ask the waitresses. And if they didn't know, go and ask the chef. And if the chef used to come back with the answer, "Well, we buy them in, we don't know, I won't have it."
David Cameron and George Osborne say that if the UK leaves the European Union, we could see a loss of up to 800,000 jobs. But Leave campaigners say the Treasury forecast is just propaganda. A report from anti-obesity charity says urging people to follow low-fat diets is having disastrous health consequences. Instead, they say we should be eating whole foods like meat, fish and dairy. Government experts have called the new advice irresponsible and say it isn't backed up by scientific evidence. A 45-year-old man has died after being attacked by his pet dog in his own home in Cumbria. The animal's been put down and three others have been taken to kennels. Thousands of jobs at struggling retailer BHS could be saved. It's understood wealthy overseas investors are having talks about a potential takeover. And a guitar once owned by Elvis Presley has been sold for £230,000. It was a gift from his father Vernon, reportedly to celebrate getting a black belt in karate. In the same auction, John Lennon's lyrics for the Beatles song Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite went for £244,000. The weather mainly dry and sunny, but there will be a few thundery downpours this afternoon across southern and central areas with highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me, Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then, and, well, there's the small matter of outside. And if you go outside, maybe if you're near a window now and you'd like to look outside, just have a look outside now. Just have a little look.
Oh, wow.
There's people, isn't there? And the thing is about people is that not all of them, but some of them think
don't they? But the question is, what do the people think? Well, wonder no more, because this is the part of the show where we solve that particular conundrum by going out onto the streets to those people and asking them what they think. And today, do the people think whistles or staples?
Whistles.
Whistles, staples.
Whistles, staples.
Staples.
Whistles.
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 Staples.
Staples.
Whistles.
Staples.
Staples.
Whistles, staples.
Whistles.
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 Staples.
Whistles.
Whistles.
Staples.
Staples.
Whistles.
Staples.
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 Whistles.
Whistles.
Staples.
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 Whistles.
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 Staples.
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 Whistles.
Staples.
Staples.
Whistles.
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 Staples.
Staples.
Whistles.
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 Staples.
Whistles.
Staples.
Whistles.
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 Staples.
Staples.
Whistles.
Staples.
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 Whistles.
Staples.
Whistles.
And there you go. That's what the people are thinking this afternoon. They're thinking whistles or staples. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think whistles? Or do you think staples? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word whistles or staples.
So, good afternoon then. You are listening, well, to the radio. And if you want more specifics, I'm going to tell you that it's Talk Radio that is the radio that is on the radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And it's time to talk to our foreign correspondent about this week's foreign story. Now, you may have seen this already. Fiat Chrysler suspected of emissions cheating in Germany. Now, this is German regulators who suspect that the Italian-American car maker Fiat Chrysler, like VW, have used illegal software to cheat on emissions tests. This has come out by in a report from the German Federal Motor Vehicle Office. On the line to discuss that is our German foreign correspondent. Hello, good afternoon from Germany.
Ach, hallo, wie ist dir? Du weißt, ich bin eigentlich nur ein paar Kilometer von dir entfernt, aber auch egal.
Yes, you're right. Now, tell us a little bit about this story, if you would.
Also ich habe überhaupt keine Ahnung. Wie gesagt, ich sitze hier in der Nähe von London. Ich habe eher Probleme mit dieser ganzen Geschichte, aber du weißt, ich bin Engländer, oder?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that many people are thinking exactly that, but I wonder if you could just, it's quite a complex issue, isn't it? I mean, this is a emissions testing, it's a sweeping probe after the VW scandal last year, and it's been, other car manufacturers have been drawn into it. So I wonder if you could, and I realise it's quite complex, but I wonder if you could go into some of the details of exactly how emissions tests work in Germany.
Naja, also ich denke, das ist eine sehr positive Geschichte. Wie genau das alles in Deutschland klappt, kann ich dir jetzt auch nicht genau sagen, weil ich habe ja mit der legalen Reform eigentlich nichts zu tun. Aber es soll ja in der gesamten EU mit dieser Geschichte zu tun haben und das soll überall gleich sein. Und deswegen mache ich mir auch weiterhin Sorgen über diese ganze Geschichte, weil das sonst hier in Großbritannien nur immer weiter schieflaufen wird.
Yes, I mean a lot of people are agreeing with you on text already, but I wonder if you could just talk to us a little bit about the car industry in Germany as a whole, because the reputation for German car industry is of course that you know, these are reliable engineering feats, aren't they? But so this Italian American company's come in. I mean, is this a bit of rivalry?
Ich denke, das würde schon geben. Deutschland hat ja als Hersteller eigentlich eine sehr starke Industrie. Yeah. Deswegen findet man nicht so viele Auswanderer aus Deutschland in anderen Ländern, weil die haben dort ihre Arbeit. Und ich glaube, die sind auch ein großes Vorbild für Europa, wo es zu grünen Technologie kommt.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right about that as well, because it says here that the Fiat model shows that the emission control system shut down after 22 minutes. Now, that's 2 minutes after the end of a standard test. So, I mean, what is the standard test model in Germany?
Ehrlich gesagt, ich weiß nicht, was das Standard-Testmodell ist bei denen. Aber es wird auf jeden Fall um einiges ernster genommen werden als hier und besonders in den Staaten.
Yes. Well, the I mean, that's the point, though, isn't it? I mean, I guess that's the point that most people are making. But, I mean, talk us through, if you would, on a sort of broader level about German climate and how the pollution laws work over there.
Also ich würde sagen, das ist sehr viel strenger in Deutschland und wird auch sehr viel ernster genommen. Ich weiß, in Großbritannien, in den Staaten, in China und anderswo, da wird das ja eigentlich sehr viel weniger streng genommen. Aber ich glaube, in Deutschland ist es genauso wie anderswo auch. Wenn es ein Problem gibt, die Gesetze einzuhalten, wird das einfach in ein anderes Land übertragen und die machen das dann einfach dort. Und das muss global gehandhabt werden und nicht nur in einem Land oder in der EU.
Yes, well, that's right, and it's, you know, it's, I mean, what you're saying is sort of broadly obvious to many, I think. This, I just want to ask you about this as well. Germany have said that Fiat have, and I'm quoting, an uncooperative attitude for refusing to meet officials. What's the thinking at the moment about that in Germany?
Ich glaube, das wird generell von amerikanischen Firmen so erwartet. Die sagen, so machen wir das und es ist denen völlig gleich, was die EU oder ein europäisches Land sagt. Die denken, die können einfach machen, was sie wollen. Und leider passiert das auch immer öfter so, dass sie damit auch wegkommen.
Oh, no, it's interesting. Can you elaborate a little bit on that last point?
Wenn eine sehr starke Firma, also zum Beispiel Ford zum Beispiel, sagt, so, wir haben jetzt bei euch im Land 50, 30, 40.000 Angestellte und wir wollen das jetzt so machen oder wir gehen einfach anderswo hin, dann haben die schon eine ziemlich starke Hand, oder?
Yeah, no, well, I think that's clear. Thank you for that. And just finally here, this is the KBA, which, is, as you know, is the German Motor Vehicle Office, have said that there's sufficient evidence of an impermissible defeat device. Is there any sort of speculation as to what the defeat device is and where it is positioned on the car?
Also, ich bin kein Profi. Ich arbeite auch nicht in der Autoindustrie. Nein, ich kann nicht sagen, wo genau das am Auto zu finden wäre. Yeah. Aber die Fahrzeuge von heute, die sind ja so technologisch. Sure. Ich glaube, das könnte reingebaut werden, wo man will.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. You listen to Talk Radio. That is our foreign correspondent talking to us this afternoon from Germany about the Fiat Chrysler suspected cheating in car emissions. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line, you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV.
A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud?
Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Through Howden in East Yorkshire, we've got problems on the A614. That route's currently closed both ways at the Thorpe Road junction. It's for emergency repairs after subsidence. And through Lancashire, the northbound M6 has a lane closed off near junction 31 at the Salisbury turn. There was a caravan involved in that collision. And through Kent, the A2 has two lanes closed on the London bound side near the Bean interchange for Bluewater. It's after an accident. Very heavy traffic towards that junction. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, coming out at 2:45 on a Monday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, and just ahead of today's diversity paper review and the big debate, which is coming at 3:00, some of your reactions have been coming in. You can react 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use the social media of Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
At Talk Radio. Cornelius, what's been coming in on the reaction?
Passive aggressive colleague says that. Should you really be putting colour copier paper in the printer as opposed to normal copy paper? And passive-aggressive colleague 5 minutes later says, don't worry, I've managed to sort the paper debacle out.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. So, if you are a regular listener, you'll know that a regular listen on this show is the Diversity Pay-Per-View. It's Talk Radio, so we must review the papers. It's enshrined in law. But we, however, have taken it one step further by making this show the most diverse show in world broadcasting. As we've said, it's the kind of programme that would have Lenny Henry tent-poling his premiere in duvet, because he'd be so excited at the level of diversity we bring to the Diversity Paper Review. It's a different diversity each day. Today, we've got a diversity. What diversity are you?
I am Brown.
And that's Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
What have you in the papers?
I got a bit distracted earlier reading about what you can do with nail varnish remover and cornflakes. It's quite interesting.
Right. Interesting, yeah.
My other Brown friends are quite excited. there's another... The first story that caught my eye today is that the co-op,
yeah,
which hasn't had been doing particularly well the last few years, is bringing back its classic logo.
All right, don't overdo the diversity.
Sorry. it's bringing back its classic logo. It's kind of blue.
With the white writing?
With the white writing.
I didn't really know it had gone away.
I barely recognise the co-op or co-op.
Do you have it there?
I have it there. Do you want to have a look at it?
I genuinely didn't know it had gone.
It made me kind of reminisce about the other things of the high street that have gone missing.
No.
Like, you know, the pick and mix game in the high street hasn't been the same since Woolworth's demise. Mm.
No, you're right. And now, you know, it's really... You know, and I used to love to go out and shoplift from BHS, but now nothing.
Yeah.
Can't
do
it, can you?
And Cafe was a great...
I'm always a fan of the cafe where you slide your tray on the slidey thing. You know that one? You know that? That's always good, isn't it? Where you get the tray and it's on the slidey monorail system thing. Mm. And then you've got all the food under plastic flaps.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to try and hold
those canteens are the most British thing ever because they've got queues and bad food and bad service.
Yeah.
It's like we're in British heaven.
But exactly. We love it for that reason. I once... was in one of those at a motorway service station, one of those slide the tray ones. And my friend next to me, whose name was Fat Kev, because he was fat and called Kev, and he was about 6'4" or something when we were growing. It's when we were teenagers, and he had a particularly sort of jacket on that was red and white and blue and quite recognisable sort of ski jacket of the type that was deeply unfashionable even then. And he was next to me in the queue, and he reached, and as we got to the till to pay for my can of Lilt or whatever, he reached over me and took some biscuits out of those sort of raffia baskets where they display the biscuits in packs of three, your bourbon, your custard cream, etc. And he picked up some and put them on his tray and across my tray like that. And I turned to him and I said, you're the last person who needs those, you fat B word. Right? And I looked up, it wasn't fat Kev, it was a fat stranger. And there was a near fight.
Anyway, which obviously you would have won.
That's so. My anecdote. Yeah. But those trays of yesteryear,
yeah.
Bring them back. Put them in modern. Put them in the poshest restaurants.
Yeah, we need a renaissance of those trays. Yeah. There's probably a pop-up somewhere in East London.
That's a good idea. I hate the pop-up, as you know, but that's quite a good idea for a retro bad service, bad food cafe.
A pop-up canteen thing.
Strong. Yeah. Good.
That's good.
So the Co-op's back with its logo.
The Co-op's back with its logo. Talking about food and dodgy meals, apparently people are going around to dinner parties for ready meals. People are serving ready meals and trying to serve them off as food they've made at home because some ready meals in some supermarkets are so good.
M&S, dine in two for £10, their ones, those are good.
Other supermarket food is available.
Not as nice, though, as M&S, which is delicious.
The question is if you had a dinner party, Con,
mm-hmm.
and you served your guests ready meals, would you admit to it? Because apparently only 1 in 10 would admit to...
I'd say the more pressing question is, when you buy a meal for two, Cornelius...
Who do you eat it with?
Who are you having it with?
Well, normally there's quite a bit of food, so me and my parents can sort of make one go around.
You and your mum.
And my dad.
Sharing a meal for two. As a precursor to love. So it's not like a trendy pop-up thing of going, hey, come round for a ready meal. It's being passed off as this.
Yeah, it's being passed off as
right.
genuine food.
Could you tell, though? I mean, you know, they all have a certain look about them, don't they? The ready meals, those sort of things.
A few years ago, my next-door neighbour was involved in a company that made large pots of food that got served out for ready meals. And when they needed a new chicken curry recipe, they just came around to my mum and asked her what she made. And her recipe is now being used as a ready meal recipe across the country.
Mm. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't taste anything like what it's meant to what she makes. But the basic recipe was hers.
Did she get paid for this?
No, she didn't. I don't even think she realised she was doing that at the time. He just came around and said, can I have the recipe? Gave her the recipe. She gave him the recipe.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks later came back and said, that recipe was really good. Yeah, we've rolled that out across the country now.
Right.
And then she was a bit miffed and was like, that's an ancient family recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation. And you guys have taken it and stolen it. But she doesn't get any credit for it.
Oh, she should.
That's awful.
She should sue them.
What was the company?
I can't remember what the company's name was.
You should find out.
M&S. I don't know.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's just a recipe for a curry. I mean, you could just go and Google it.
Just Google ancient Indian.
You can't go on the BBC website to find it, though, can you?
No. You used to be able to.
I love the idea that people that make these ready meals just go around to people's houses and go, what are you making? Can you write that down? Is that all right? No reason.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye. Just sort of sniffing their way around the streets of Britain. Going, who's cooking what tonight? Oh, that sounds nice. What's that? Oh, that's lovely. Oh, yeah. We'll have some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right. Next.
One more story for you. Apparently, according to psychiatrists, taking selfies, sexy selfies are damaging to young girls. Stars sexy selfies are damaging to young girls.
Let's bring in the expert, Dave. I mean, in what way does it damage people, this? I mean, before we, you know, talk about the fact that it's a shocking trend, in what way does the news say that?
Well, apparently what's happening is young girls are going online seeing other selfies and it's kind of destroying their self-esteem and it's knocking their confidence.
Right.
And it's, according to one prominent psychologist, it's led to feminism is dead.
Hmm. Well, that's a bold.
Some dots have been linked, drawn between that chain, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, what? Okay, so this trend of. And it is kids, isn't it now, as young as 10, taking nude selfies and putting them online and sending them to friends or whatever it is, right? It's. I mean, it. you know, in my day and age, it's taken a sense of mystery away, hasn't it, really?
Mm.
You know, it's don't you think?
Yeah, it's overly sexualised now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's, I mean, I know, look, Dave's grinning ear to ear like he thinks it's the best thing that's ever invented, but, you know, it has, though.
That's given Cornelius a chance to see a naked lady.
Yeah. Has it?
he's not even been able to find the internet.
Your mum will help you.
I feel bad because I uploaded a selfie to Twitter today of me and Basil Brush.
Naked?
Well, actually, no, he wears a coat, doesn't he?
Well, if Basil Brush was naked, it'd just be a man's fist.
But no.
Which wouldn't be the first time I've seen that on the internet.
So, yeah, now I feel like I'm part of the problem.
You are, mate.
You've sexualised Puppet Fox, haven't you? That's what you've done.
Mm.
And that is a problem. You think about the sexualisation. No one talks about that, do they? The sexualisation of puppets.
No, they don't.
I mean,
Sooty doesn't even speak out. It's disgusting.
Mm.
Don't look at me like that. That's good.
But okay, so what? So it's an issue. Basically, we know
it's an issue. Yeah, it's bad for young girls. Yeah. There's one.
What about young boys?
I don't know. Well, actually, there's a lot of research done on what seeing naked flesh does to young boys, isn't there? It's not very good for their brains, apparently.
Right.
And it's... this is serious.
Yeah,
now.
Okay, go on.
Apparently, basically, it's stifling their kind of adolescence in boys because they see too much too early, too frequently.
Really?
Yeah. And no one's really sure where this could lead. In the future.
I mean, it is a worry, isn't it? Because the expectation, you know, again, serious hat, which is an actual hat, by the way, which I'll now put on.
We need, like, an alarm, really, don't we?
I'll put the serious hat.
Like
it is a problem, isn't it? Because the way kids are being brought up now, with all of that at their disposal very early on and as easily available as it is, it's got to change. It must change attitudes. It must change.
Yeah. So some countries they've got a problem where they're basically not reproducing enough. They're not having enough kids.
Yeah.
And the governments in some Scandinavian countries and Japan are spending millions trying to encourage people to have more children. And they haven't found a link yet, but they're looking into this idea that basically because there's too much flesh available to look at on the internet that it could be
on one's own.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be stifling development. Elsewhere.
Yeah,
is that my phone?
Is that your phone ringing?
Yeah,
who
sorry,
is it?
I don't know. It's a private number.
Okay, fine. Do you want to answer it?
I cancelled it.
Oh, shame. Yeah. All right, good. Well, okay. It's probably the someone just going, hang on, are you doing Siri? Wait. What are you doing?
Yeah.
No. Like, what's going on? That was a text message. Someone sent you a selfie.
No, oh. someone tweeted.
That's disgusting.
Sam Delaney.
He's that kind of presenter.
Mark, thank you for doing the paper review.
No worries, anytime.
Today, that was the diversity paper review. Today, it was with Mark, who is a...
Bran.
Thank you. Good. Next, by the way, the big debate after 3 o'clock. One other story that I was going to touch on as well was this story of a man who is in prison complaining that he is Prince's son and no one knows about it. So he's an inmate in a prison.
Right.
And he's just in America and he's put in a paternity claim saying that he's the son of Prince. Now, the handy thing about that is that it leads us slightly awkwardly towards a texting that we can do in the next hour.
Ooh. Oh, good.
Exciting.
Yeah. Well, it's Monday, you see, so I knew you'd want it. It's going to be music and crime.
Is it Punday Monday?
Yeah, it is. Mm. It's going to be music and crime. That's what we're going to do.
Music and crime.
Yes. Let me give you an example. Mer Dire Straits. Mer Dire. I didn't say a good example.
No, it's not.
I said an example.
Corner shoplifting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's better.
I don't know why I always go to corner shop for these ones.
You do?
Every time we do music, I always go for corner
Football,
shop.
Corner shop?
Yeah, easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shops. Music and shops. Corner shop.
Robbery Williams.
Robbery Williams. That's good. That's good. GBH from Steps. you can join him in those, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word that you would like.
So we'll do music and crime on the text as well. The big debate is coming. There's also today's Monday mystery quiz. All of that happening. It's coming up to 3 o'clock. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Talk. churchy. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Dark forces are upon us.
An invasion.
If we do not unite, our world will perish.
We better get going.
This year...
saving the world is not a one-man job.
An unthinkable threat.
We'll protect the kingdom, you and I.
We will try, my friend.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
Our pets more fearsome than you.
Well then.
Whatever you plan to do, do it now!
Warcraft, the beginning. In cinemas May 30th.
Van Buster now on. Master Creed 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade point numbers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a restaurant owner's been found guilty over a peanut death. Brexit could cost the UK almost a million jobs. And new obesity advice is criticised.
Talk Radio.
The owner of an Indian restaurant in North Yorkshire has been found guilty of the manslaughter of a customer who died after eating a curry that contained nuts. Paul Wilson was given food made with peanut powder despite telling staff about his allergy. His father, Keith, says it's not just restaurants that need to be strict.
You read packaging and it's been made in an environment which may contain nuts. Surely the allergies are coming more and more to the forefront, that they could and should have a different place to make these things.
The Chancellor is warning the economy could enter a year-long recession if the UK votes to leave the European Union. George Osborne, speaking alongside David Cameron this morning, says half a million jobs might be lost. But the Leave campaign says it's a deeply biased view of the future that doesn't wash. MP and Leave campaigner Dominic Raab has told Talk Radio it's the latest scare story.
This assessment is even more blood-curdling. It suggests we'll go into the deepest recession since the Great Depression, and that contradicts what the Prime Minister himself has already said, that look, it's a balance question whether we're in or out, and there are risks and rewards both ways.
A row's broken out over official diet guidelines after charities blame them for the country's weight problems. The National Obesity Forum says we should be eating more fat and not calorie counting, but public health officials have called today's advice irresponsible. A 16-year-old boy is in a critical condition after taking ecstasy at a house party in Manchester. Police in the region have had to issue several warnings in recent weeks after a woman died and two others were taken to hospital from taking the drug. The first far-right president of a European country since the Second World War could be elected in Austria today. It's thought the Freedom Party's candidate Norbert Hofer has been boosted by concerns about immigration. Economist Jeremy Cliff, who's in Vienna, says it's not just Austria where the far right's become more popular.
The far right is on the march in France. It could perhaps win the presidential election next year. It's winning regional elections in Germany. It's doing well in Scandinavia. And so this is part of a broader European trend where the anti-migrant far right is doing better than it has before.
Much delayed, all-night services on the London Underground will begin on the 19th of August. The capital's mayor, Sadiq Khan, has announced the Central and Victoria lines will be the first to run around-the-clock trains at weekends. The plans have been on hold for almost a year because of a dispute with unions. And a new report claims two-thirds of workers think it's acceptable to wear jeans in the office, with most of us describing a suit and tie as too formal.
Talk Radio national weather.
Mainly dry and sunny, but there will be a few thundery downpours this afternoon across southern and central areas, highs of 18 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. That's great.
That's all right.
Great.
What's wrong with your voice?
No, I was just listening. What was the end bit?
Highs of 18 degrees.
No, before that.
The last news story.
A new report claims two-thirds of workers think it's acceptable to wear jeans in the office. And most of us say jeans and tie are too formal.
Right, what's your view? Because you're always fairly smartly dressed.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, you are. And I just want, you know, and thus you look out of place here. So, you know, you work in Talk Sport's office adjacent to ours. And they are, you know...
Sloppy.
Yes, for want of...
Well, they're all wearing football kits, aren't they?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wonder what your personal take. You know, it's always good to get your personal take. See, it's all very well you coming in here doing the news. That's fine, but your personal take is what people actually want from this, because earlier gave us your personal take on Katie Price's sex toy habit.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You just asked me about what she'd used.
Well, you brought the story up, didn't you?
Apparently so.
So I just wonder what your personal take on it. That was all.
I think jeans are okay.
Yeah.
I like to wear black jeans. I don't wear blue ones.
Why not? What's wrong with them?
Just prefer black.
That's what we've heard. So 4 minutes past 3 o'clock then, and do you know that Ben has got the sport for us live from an orchestra pit as they're tuning up?
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We're still waiting for a statement from Manchester United following widespread reports that manager Louis van Gaal has been sacked. We understand that van Gaal, who was at the club's training ground this morning, will be replaced by Jose Mourinho. If that does prove to be the case, former United coach Rennie Mullenstein told TalkSport the special one will give the United fans what they've been missing.
If you go to Mourinho and look over his whole style of his manager of the year, he's had playing Chelsea some fantastic football, I think. Wherever he's been, with Inter Milan and Real Madrid and Chelsea, he's always been in the top three or two in highest scoring teams.
Wales boss Chris Coleman has agreed a 2-year contract extension today. It will keep him in charge of the national side through to the 2018 World Cup. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray will get his French Open title challenge underway later this afternoon. You can hear it live over on Talk Sport 2. The world number 2 will open up against veteran Radek Stepanek. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much, Ben. That is Ben with the sport live from an orchestra pit as the orchestra tunes up. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio, 3:05. Hey, you know what? Let's call it 3:06. We're all friends. I'm John Holmes. And today with the news that it might not be as bad for you after all as you might have thought it would be, we are giving away some fat. Now, if you can choose, you can. Your choice is bacon rind. We've got some bacon rind to give away, some beef dripping. Or what we've done is we've scraped some of Eamon Holmes' chair from when he was in doing his show at the weekend. And we can ship your choice to you. One lucky listener could also win a trip to the studio where Eamon was in at the weekend and lick him like a bird trying to get sustenance from a fat ball in the garden. Win some fat in line with today's new health advice this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Right, it's time for the big debate. Right then. At 3:07, you'll know if you're a regular listener that the big debate is what occurs after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Always on the big story that everybody is talking about. This is the big story. Aberdeen construction firm wins £2 million in new contracts. This is Anderson Construction, north of the border. They say they've won a variety of new contracts for a variety of clients in the northeast of England. Projects include an £800,000 extension and refurbishment contract for Camp Hill Estates, as well as work for Langstane Housing Association in Stonehaven. The managing director, Kenny Anderson, has said that in addition to the construction success, it is heartening to see their proactive letting work on commercial and residential portfolios bearing fruit. Now, listening to that on the line, I think I've got Claude this afternoon. You've just heard that, Claude, there. And, you must be incensed because you really, are you against fruit or for fruit?
No, I'm for fruit, John.
You must be really pleased with that, then. That's good news for you.
No, I'm absolutely chuffed. I think this is a real step forward for fruit. We absolutely need more opportunities for fruits, more rights for fruit, and more ways in which fruit can contribute meaningfully to our society. And this is just another really promising step forward. And I think it would take a real nincompoop to have anything negative to say about fruit.
Well, let's listening to that on the other line, it could well be one of those nincompoops that you mentioned. Because Henry, you called in, you're absolutely livid about that. You hate fruit.
Damn it! This Ford you've got on who says I'm a nincompoop.
Yeah.
I think just fruits are disgusting, aren't they? In this day and age, why are we accepting these fruits? They're just the most arrogant of all the food items. You stick them in a bowl in your kitchen. They stare at you. They come in pairs. They come in bunches. They come in just disgusting colours, staring at you. These abnormal shapes. Why do you want them anywhere near your mouth, let alone a kitchen?
Well, it's a good point, isn't it? Why would you want them anywhere near your mouth? I mean, and also the irony that pears come singularly.
Well, exactly. They're just mocking you with their own self-arrogance and their self-righteousness. I mean, as you know, John, there's a big vote in Austria today, and, I'm part of the right-wing fruitist party, well against the fruit. They come here, they take our jobs, they sit in our bowls, they join our salads. When they're not welcome, that's for vegetables. It isn't for a fruit.
That's right, isn't it, though, Claude? I mean, you're listening to that, but you'd say that you can put fruit in a salad, but that would make you some kind of monster.
Well, this fruit in a salad, fruit not in a salad, fruit outside of a salad, fruit's good. Fruit's very, very good. And I don't remotely accept this notion that fruits are the most arrogant thing in your kitchen. Frankly, pasta insists on being put in a glass jar as if it's something to be constantly revered. So I don't see, why the pro-pasta lobby is being so relentlessly anti-fruit, and I don't see why we can't have fruit being...
Well, wait a moment, but let me just play devil's advocate on that, because the very notion of a fruit salad, I mean, it's called a fruit salad, but it's not a salad, it's just some fruit, isn't it?
Well, is it a salad? Is it fruit salad? You put fruit in a bowl.
Yeah, but that's fruit in a bowl. It's not salad, is it? A salad's got lettuce and tomato and cucumber. And you put that in a bowl with the fruit, then you've got a fruit salad. But that's not what it is.
But if it's in a bowl and it's full of fibre, arguably it is a salad.
Well, let's argue it then. It isn't.
Arguably, I think it is. And you look at all the fruit swirling around in there, you think it's good for you, it's full of flavour, that's a salad.
It's not a salad, though, is it? Is it, though? Henry, do you want to come back? It's not a salad?
It's certainly not a salad.
No.
I think what else it is, as well as being rude, it's just full of innuendo of fruit. I mean, you look at the lighter swears on the fruit spectrum. You've got the cherry and the plums and the pears we talked about. But if you look really deeply into the fruit spectrum...
Do be careful, you're on the radio.
Well, yeah, you've got disgusting things. I mean, excuse my language. You've got a fig. A physalis.
Yes.
And everybody's worst nightmare, the kumquat.
Yes, exactly right. And these are bad fruits. I mean,
Pardon, John, how are you saying fruits are bad? That's a very objective statement to make about something as subjective as fruit. I would argue the kumquat is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not everyone's worst nightmare, it's a dream.
Yeah, but you simply can't say the word kumquat on the radio, and you know that. Or in polite company, can you? I mean, if it was called something like, I don't know, a teddy, something that's nice, then it, maybe that would make it more acceptable.
I don't accept that. I say kumquat a lot. I've said kumquat with friends who are members of parliament. I've said kumquat with judges and lawyers. I've said kumquat to a lot of important and delightful people, and they haven't been offended, John, and I think that's a sign of changing attitudes towards fruit and progress being made, and finally the marginalisation of kumquats can potentially come to an end.
I really wish you'd stop saying kumquat.
Yes, I think, I mean, you're skirting around a very, very reactive word there. I mean, people don't like hearing the word kumquat. I mean, let's just call it the K word from now on, if you don't mind.
Or just say star fruit or anything.
Here's what people are asking the question this afternoon. What would we do if we... Let's play the devil's advocate again. If we did get rid of fruit, right, what would we do with it? What would we do with it? Obviously, we'll ask Henry that. What would you do with the fruit?
Well, fruits are, by their very own nature, meant for machines, hence the fruit machine. They are the place to keep gambling addicts occupied.
Yes.
And they should be put in the corner of all well-established pubs and bars right across the country. And someone should grasp the one-armed bandit firmly by the lever and yank down on it.
Right, so you're saying, and then let's be clear, are you saying we take the current fruit machines but we hollow out their mechanical insides and fill them with fruit as an answer to this, or are you saying we need new machines full of fruit to keep them locked away?
I think I'd have some new machines. You could call it anyway. You know, you could go and have a go on the Banana Bandit, for example, or, you know, or the Cranberry Gambler.
Yes, well,
it's difficult for anyone to say.
There's Claude, there's talk here, and I wonder how you feel about this, because you might like this, given your position on it. People are saying turn it into jam, right? And then what we'd have is basically you could contain the fruit in what you know where it was. So, but like just giant jam lakes. Now you could either scoop out new lakes or fill existing lakes with jam. I mean, I don't. How does anyone know how you make jam? Does you use water? Yes, probably. So use the water in the lake to make the jam, and there you've got a jam lake. And the Women's Institute, of course, redeployed back into service to do this. You've got the fruit. You're keeping the fruit, so you'll be happy. But it's in the form of jam. It's in the lakes of the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, it's a model that they've used very successfully in Germany, most famously, and obviously has led them to a lot of success.
Well, I mean, that's right, because you remember the story of the Jam Busters.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that was massive and a real blessing to the people of Germany and elsewhere, which is unusual for Germany. You know, we have overlooked a lot of the benefits that jam can offer, and I would like to ask Henry, does he want to live in a world without jam, and particularly in pubs where you often go in, you say, I'll have a croissant with jam. You know, there'd be no jam in that pub.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. You wouldn't get jam-flavoured McCoys. You wouldn't be able to just pop in on your way from work for a quick, swift half of jam, would you, Henry?
Well, don't get me wrong. I'd happily choose an island somewhere, maybe the Virgin Islands, probably quite appropriate for your guests. I'd probably choose an island where you put all the fruit and you talk about jam. Of course, you can have an annual jamboree with all the jam, or a jam berry, whichever way you'd look
at it. I remember when a certain Mr. Hitler said that he wanted to put all the avocados on an island, and it led to a holocaust of avocados. And if that's what you're trying to bring about, then I would actually question your principles and the very essence of what you're trying to do, because we can't just put all the avocados somewhere else.
Let me just, I want to just, you mentioned avocados there, but let me just run this down. I want a yes or, very simple yes or no to these fruits. Apple?
Yes.
No.
Apricot?
Yes.
No.
He's having a laugh. He's toying with you, John.
Banana?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Blackberry?
Yes.
No.
Peach?
That's a no from me, actually, not peach, no. Peach is a colour. Peach is a colour.
What's your language?
Kumquat?
Right, that's enough. Right, we're calling it, we've got to say the K word. I do apologise if you're offended listening to that, because a man said kumquat. I'm just going to apologise for that. I'm just going to bring this debate to a close, because I'm not going to tolerate language like that. Would you just sum up the debate for us in one word, please, Henry?
Jamboree.
And the same to you, please, Claude.
Kumquidit.
And there we must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion on fruit as to whether we keep it or we lose it, do let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word fruit.
317.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Oh, when I claim for PPI, when I claim for PPI, when I claim for PPI, it'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for PPI,
Stanton!
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11, that's RUSH to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher!
Tradesman, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered...
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The southbound M6 in Cheshire is still struggling after earlier problems around junction 19 for Knutsford. The breakdowns have been recovered, but the queues are back to the limit to change. The M6 south near Birmingham is very slow towards the scene of an accident between junction 7 for Great Bar and 6 for Spaghetti. South on the M1 just before Staples Corner, there's delays because of restrictions due to a medical incident. And Kent's A2 in Darrenth is blocked London bound between the Bede interchange and the Darrenth interchange following a serious accident. Queues are back to Ebbsfleet. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 20 past three in the afternoon. Good afternoon. Still to come, by the way, the mystery, Monday mystery quiz will be happening very shortly. There'll be a mystery something, but all you have to do is identify what will the mystery be. Today, theme tune. Yes, that's right. First of all, some of your reactions have been coming in. Some of your reactions, please, Cornelius.
John, lots coming in. Re the fruit debate. This sentence flows nicely, says... I'm having a go at avocado. And your mum says that she loves fruit, especially seed. She likes to rub seed into her face to keep her young.
It doesn't like it doesn't run smoothly when you read it out, does it?
It did that time.
Not really. I've got John. Interesting talk. I agree with having lakes full of jam. I think that is a good way to contain fruit. That's come in. John, think of the wasps. As this as well, what would we use to put people off fruit? What would we put inside fruit, assuming it still was growing on the trees? John, what would it be? Manure, broken glass? What would it? Should we use actual man's plums where plums ordinarily grow? In which case, people would pluck them, thinking they were plums, bite into them, and then be put off. And eventually, we would wean people off plums. That's an idea that's come in there as well. Oh, and this, of course, remember, John, oranges are not the only fruit. And that's someone, I think, who's saying that they want to abolish lesbians as well, which is utterly unreasonable. It's 22 minutes past three, and it's time for a week's worth of lazy PR. So now, here's how lazy PR doth work. We bring you a roundup of some of the laziest examples of press releases, of PR and marketing opportunities that we have been sent by PR and marketing wonks over the last 7 days or so. So, well, this is how PR works. The people who work in that industry, they are paid a lot of money by their clients, and they draft a press release, but they don't tailor it to specific media outlets. They simply just throw that S word right at a wall just to see what sticks. And it's often put together by people who've never even heard of the radio, let alone talk radio, let alone this programme. So here we go, bringing you the laziest examples of it. Producer Dave, what's popped into your inbox from a lazy this week?
Hi, John.
It popped into my inbox then, did it?
No, actually, it was in my inbox, but it says, hi, John.
Oh, fine. That's
which is
excellently lazy.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
The London Clown Festival is launching this June.
Good.
With what the first of what is planned to become an annual event in the London entertainment calendar.
Right, but nobody likes clowns.
Good luck with that, yeah.
Yeah, so I see a problem already.
London. What does London Clown Festival do, I hear you not ask. London Clown Festival celebrates physical comedy and clown-influenced contemporary performance, exploring what clown is... what a clown is, that should be, what clown is to the modern performer and their audiences, challenging assumptions about the word clown and bringing highly entertaining work, that should be highly dubious work, from across the world to the capital.
Okay.
More information about the festival and its founders is in the release below, and you can read, we'd be delighted if you join us for the opening party. Hang on, wait, oh, hang on, I've got to this bit yet. I didn't read this far down when I got it.
Go on.
They invited us to a party.
Oh, hang on. This could change everything.
Hey, so we'd be delighted if you join us for the opening cabaret press night event, which will be held on the 10th of June.
Mm. Yes.
That's still to come. Ooh. At 8:30 p.m. That's still
yes.
to come.
Yes.
And there's a bar. There's a free bar. Should we go to the party?
I'm going.
Should we go to the clown party?
Yes, but are there clowns?
The Balkan bad boys.
We're
Boris
not going to that party.
And Sergey.
No. No. Literally no.
We'll host a night of hilarity and absurdity.
No, they won't. No, they won't. They're clowns.
It's the bar.
I got one here.
Clowns.
This started well because it came into my inbox but was titled Hi Gabriella.
Ah.
And then it says, but now here's a show you want to go. Never mind your clown free bar, Dave. With your clowns and your bar and your Balkan boys. Personal invitation, personal mind.
Hello.
To Private Pregnancy UK. Hi, Gabriella. Hope you're well. I understand that it might not be your field professionally, really, but I just wanted to extend an invitation to you to come along to the Private Pregnancy show this weekend at the Royal Institution. And it's about... pregnancy. There's no strings attached. Fill in your own joke there. It's just an extension of our press invitations, should it be of interest to you. We'd like you to fit any of the below into your programme. Are you undergoing IVF treatment?
No.
Do you need information on birth?
No.
Are you curious, Dave, about your fertility potential?
No.
Do you want to know how to count your eggs?
No.
Do you want to know how to freeze your eggs?
No.
Are you nervous about pain relief during birth?
No.
Are you worried about breastfeeding?
No.
Are you actively trying for a baby?
No. Not actively.
There will be plenty of opportunities to speak to people to help with all this personally, and we can arrange you arrange interviews and for you to attend. If you'd be interested, please let me know.
Is there a free bar?
Let me see. No, but there are clowns, really. It's weird. Finally, we will go to Lazy PR email subject header of the week. Edinburgh Digital Entertainment Festival unveils digital programme to industry partners. A week's worth of Lazy PR for you there. Straight outer our inbox. Before the mystery quiz, by the way, which will be happening in the next half an hour, just time for some of your texts regarding today's text in, which is, of course, crimes and music. Mm. The reason for that, a man in prison says he is the illegitimate offspring of Prince, who, of course, is dead. So, what's been coming in? It's music and crime. Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Carla says, yes. Hostage and the Bottle Men and the Bay City Robbers.
Good. Right said fraud, says Grumpy Tyke on Twitter.
That's good.
Anything else?
Alan the Cabbie says, Stabber.
Yes. Hostage and the Blowfish. Good. Why are you frowning?
Is that Catfish and the Blowfish? What? No, who's that?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, I'm not happy with that.
I knew you wouldn't. What have we got here?
Alt-jaywalking.
Alt-jaywalking's very strong.
That's a great Robin, crime, isn't it?
Says Robin on Twitter.
Jaywalking.
That's very funny.
REO speeding wagon. For a man who doesn't know how to spell REO.
It spelled it Oreo.
Yes, but I knew what the idiot meant.
What's an idiot?
Theft leopard.
Good.
Good, strong.
Brotherhood of manslaughter, yeah. Says Tim.
Yes. McFly tipping. It's just what that is. It's where you just leave boy bands. You all right?
Yeah, I don't have a cough button.
Okay. At the side of the road, isn't it? It's where you just leave a...
Danny Jones.
If you like. What's that?
It's a McFly.
Okay. Well, you just Tom if Fletcher. You just leave that out of McFly, just at the side of the road, you know, for the council to pick up.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered to take McFly to the tip yourself.
No.
That is a crime.
Harry Judd.
Is he one of them as well?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you know who McFly are, is?
Don't know.
Is it student bait? Do you leave out the names of McFly to attract them?
He's gotten tattooed on his arm.
Just going to look.
Shows them off.
Look at me, students. I like the McFlys.
What he'll do is he'll ring my number, but he'll have Harry Judd or whatever the name is in his mobile, and I have to pretend to be a McFly.
I mean,
it's 3:30 on Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The owner of an Indian restaurant in North Yorkshire has been jailed for 6 years for causing the death of a customer who'd eaten a curry that contained nuts. Paul Wilson ordered a nut-free takeaway from the Indian restaurant in Easingwold, but was given a meal cooked with peanut powder. Detective Inspector Sean Page is from North Yorkshire Police.
Mr. Zaman acted totally recklessly. He showed no regard for his customers, public safety, or even authorities that were trying to help him and show him how he should operate his business.
Campaigners who want the UK to leave the EU say the latest Treasury analysis on the implications of an exit is deeply biased. The Prime Minister and the Chancellor, who want us to remain members, say more than 800,000 jobs could be lost if we left. A report from anti-obesity charity says urging people to follow low-fat diets is having disastrous health consequences. Instead, they say we should be eating whole foods like meat, fish and dairy. Three climbers have died during a weekend when 30 people fell sick while trying to climb Mount Everest. One of them was a woman who was trying to prove that vegans can succeed at the toughest physical challenges. A teenager has been charged after the parenting website Mumsnet was hacked last summer. 18-year-old David Gerard Buchanan from Hazelmere in Surrey is due in court next month. And licences for tigers, monkeys, camels, ostriches and venomous snakes are among the thousands to have been granted to keepers of unusual pets. Animal welfare groups are worried, though, about the number of people keeping dangerous animals. The weather mostly dry tonight with any showers easing, lows of 9 degrees. Sunny spells across much of the UK tomorrow, although there's due to be a few showers in the southwest. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Thanks very much. Mm. Thanks very much.
That's all right, Jim.
That was great. That was great.
I hope you're not being sarcastic.
No. It's mystery quiz time in the next half an hour here on Talk Radio.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's just gone a time here on the Monday afternoon. Any more reactions coming in, Cornelius? Any more reactions this afternoon? As you know, you can send reactions to the programme. We will take any reaction that you have lying around your house and put them into the reaction totaliser to see how much reaction we've got. That's my totaliser noise.
What the heck is that?
Totaliser. What's come in?
Let me just check the totaliser. I saw a man the other day increase the speed of a moving staircase, and I couldn't help think, well, that escalated quickly. And is it bad that I giggle at the time every time I hear the word Fallujah, even though normally it means some people have died?
Thanks for that.
Oh, we've also got another one quick.
What? Hang on, what?
Victoria's just said, you've never seen my anus.
Yeah, she did just say that. Yeah, that was
just a reaction.
Really quite a weird thing for her to say as she left the studio. I don't know why. Don't know why she said that. Especially given that we all have. right, it's time for the... Is it mystery? Are we mystery quizzing?
Mystery
quiz. Are we
going to
do today's mystery quiz?
This is a mystery quiz.
All right, fine. Right, okay, Mystery Monday then. There's a thing. You've just got to identify it. That's all. It's that. Today, it's mystery theme tune on the radio. We'll play you a bit of a theme tune. Now, and you just have to tell us what you think it is. 8-8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with probably a guess, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's going to be quite tricky, this. It's going to be difficult. So if you think you know what it is, do get in touch. But listen very carefully. There is £1 million up for grabs this afternoon if you get this right.
£1 million, not up for grabs.
£1 million. We rolled it over from last week. Oh, no, wait a minute, it was £1 million. Yeah, I rolled it, didn't I?
It's £8 million now.
No, it didn't, that's ridiculous. It's £2 million up for grabs.
£2 million not available.
In this afternoon's Monday mystery quiz. All you have to do is send your entry, Andy Mank details, to 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
So, message really like, but don't send your bank details because there's no money involved.
For today's £2 million winning... mystery quiz.
£2 million, completely fictional.
All you got to do is identify this theme tune. Neighbours. What was that? I know. I said it was difficult, but then again, there's £2 million at stake.
£2 million, literally the budget for this radio station for the next 10 years, so not available.
That's optimistic.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think that was? Let's hear it again. Neighbours. Okay, if you think you know what that was, do get in touch. It's... Actually, I'm going to need to hear it again, sorry. Neighbours. It's familiar, actually, it is familiar.
Mm. Yeah, it's one of those ones that you suddenly go... It's just right at the back of your brain, isn't it?
Again. Already the guesses are coming in. Dan's got... John, don't be ridiculous. This is absolutely simple. It's the theme tune, as we all know. Treat us like idiots. It's the theme tune from the all-Asian primetime comedy chat show, The Kumars at number 42.
Mm.
Let's have a listen to
that.
That's
a good guess.
I'm going to have to say not. Hi, John. Is it the theme music... This is from Lucy. Theme music from that show, The Friday Night Project. Do you remember?
Mm.
That had a guest host each week with Alan Carr and Justin Lee Collins before the latter went all weird and shouted a lot at his girlfriend. Do you remember?
Let's have
a quick listen to that.
Please welcome Justin Lee Collins and Alan Carr. No, it's not.
No,
I don't think it is.
Close.
No, it's not.
No. Oh, it's very close. That's a good guess.
Carla says, John, it's obviously, if you played the rest of the lyrics, we know what it was. Meet the gang, because the boys are here, the boys to entertain you.
Yes.
With music and laughter, the hubbard's on your way to raising the rafters with a hey, hey, hey. With songs and sketches and jokes old and new with us about, you won't feel blue. So meet the gang, because the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. B-O. B-O-Y-S, boys to entertain you. No, he didn't scan, did it?
No,
so it's not that.
Not quite. So
Carla,
close.
I mean, that was a good... It is a good guess, but it's not It Ain't a Half Hot Mum. No. Anything else coming in? Guess-wise.
Yes, there's a few, actually. A few scrolling through them here.
Yeah.
John.
Yes, hello. Hi. Hi, by the way.
Is it... Says Dave.
Dave.
Not me, a different Dave.
Different Dave.
Is it the theme from that terrible sitcom, starring Ardal O'Hanlon and your friend Hugh Dennis.
Yes.
My Hero, where he played a doctor and Ardal O'Hanlon got in a bathroom and kept changing into a superhero costume for reasons nobody ever really explained.
No, it isn't. No, it's not. It's not that. No. But look, here's the thing, right? Listen carefully. Don't just text in when you think you know what it is straight away, because you are wasting time, right?
Yeah.
Bear in mind, there's £1 million rolled over from last week to make a prize this afternoon of £2 million.
Literally, if you believe that, you're an idiot. Terms and conditions apply. £1 million not available. Now there's the other £1 million, because there was never £1 million last week, and the £1 million they decided to this week is not available. Like, there's no money available.
£2 million up for grabs this afternoon.
Not again.
On the programme.
Not a programme.
On the much listened to.
I've also never heard it.
Afternoon show.
Technically true.
On Talk Radio.
Talk.
We'll roll it over the adverts. Here's some adverts.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3 foot sheet of half inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The southbound M6 in Cheshire is still struggling after earlier problems around junction 19 for Knutsford. The breakdowns have been recovered, but the queues are back to the limit to change. The M6 south near Birmingham is very slow towards the scene of an accident between junction 7 for Great Bar and 6 for Spaghetti. South on the M1 just before Staples Corner, there's delays because of restrictions due to a medical incident. And Kent's A2 in Darrenth is blocked London bound between the Bede interchange and the Darrenth interchange following a serious accident. Queues are back to Ebbsfleet. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And still, no one has correctly identified today's mystery, Monday mystery quiz theme tune. All you're trying to do is work out what programme this theme tune is from.
Neighbours.
If you think you know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, I rolled it over the adverts, of course. We were up to £2
million. £2 million not available.
Just before the adverts, I said I'd roll it over. £4 million. £4 million
wow.
Up for grabs in the next 20 minutes on this radio station. No word of a lie.
£4 million, absolutely word of a lie.
Just for identifying today's mystery theme tune, which a lot of people say, John, it's a little bit quick. Could you just play it again for us? Okay, so if you're still trying to play, this is what it sounds like. Neighbours. All you got to do is work out what it is. Hi, John. Is it the theme tune from the northeast-based Pigeon Botherer programme, Geordie Racer? That's from Ross in Teesside. That's not a bad guess, Ross, I have to say. But have another listen to it, Ross. Listen very carefully. No. Steve says, easy, John, it's the popular daytime programme from when I was at school that used to be just on in the day. Quincy. It's Quincy, John. Remember?
Quincy.
Yeah, oh, with the pathologist.
If it was back when you were at school.
Quincy.
Then we've got no chance, have we?
I don't know what Quincy is.
Quincy.
It's like a posh thing.
This could be the theme tune to Quincy, I wouldn't know.
It's not the theme tune to Quincy, I'm afraid, Steve. Unlucky. David E.C. Lowe says, is it the theme music to the Julia Hartley Brewer show on Talk Radio? The annoying bit of music they play relentlessly every 15 minutes to introduce a new segment. I don't know. Let's have a listen. I've never listened to her programme, so I don't know. Is it?
It's not, no.
Okay, fine. Gary Andrews!
Oh, has he got it?
Gary Andrews. I am quite sure, John, the mystery theme tune is from the 70s sitcom Not On Your Nelly, starring veteran actress Hilda Baker as Nelly Pickerskill.
All the words in that sentence are funny.
Gary is closest to winning the £4 million that is available this afternoon as a prize.
Not available this afternoon, or indeed any time in the future.
For guessing the mystery theme tune this afternoon. John, is it the theme tune to the Martin Bashir's exclusive documentary Living with Michael Jackson, where he and his crew were granted unprecedented access to Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch?
I don't remember that having a theme tune. Like a catchy one.
Yeah, but there's no reason why.
No, it could be. That'd be a very good guess if that was right. They're very impressive.
Well, let's have a listen. Neighbours. No, it's not right. John, hi. It sounds very much to me like the theme from the Grand Live IQ test the BBC used to have, presented by the odd combination of Anne Robinson and Danny Wallace, which was called Test the Nation.
Why did you leave out that extra bit, they said?
What extra bit?
In the original tweet. That was a text.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It says it on my screen. They used presented by the odd combination of Anne Robinson and the best ever host of the X-Men Breakfast Show, Danny Wallace.
Oh, that bit. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why did you just glaze over that? That was weird.
Well, I didn't so much glaze over it as cross it out on my screen and with a Sharpie.
And
now I've ruined that computer screen.
Julie Hartley Brewer has already broken one of the bits of equipment in here today.
What did she break?
I don't know. Once she came out and she was flapping about saying she'd broken a screen or she'd got something frozen on something and Mark had left a note saying it's broken.
This is fascinating insight into how radio works, isn't it?
There you go.
So, still no one's got it. I mean, we got...
What?
I know. It's quite
so easy this week as well.
Should we hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, go on then. Right, what is that? You've literally got about 13 minutes to guess. And you can send your guess to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word that you feel like saying.
There's £4 million up for grabs. And if it doesn't go away in the next 13 minutes to somebody, and I'm talking to you, then it'll go away forever.
£4 million going away forever anyway, because it never existed in the first place.
Until we do another mystery quiz next week. So, one final time. And I know it's difficult, but there's £4 million up for grabs, so it has to be slightly challenging.
Not up for grabs.
While you're thinking, let's find out if Cornelius has seen any news this week.
Yes, the news cleaner came round and the news saw right into my bedroom while I was getting changed.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Right. Do you
saw right through the news?
Do you liberally leave your door ajar so the news can watch you getting changed?
Is no, well, I have a news on the side of my bedroom, obviously.
Right.
To let the headlines in.
Yeah.
And he was cleaning the news and I was getting changed at that point. And then I'd sort of just turn around and he's just there, sort of aghast.
A gasp?
Yeah.
Not aghast, which is where that word would work.
No, he was agasp.
Yeah.
He had a cloth in his hand.
Right, so it's quite complicated, the news, isn't it?
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because this is where, in many ways, to carry on the torturous analogy that Cornelius was trying to do there, this is very much where the murky window of news is cleansed by the cloth of scrutiny. So what we do is we take the news for you, and we basically break it down to its constituent form, really, in a very scientific way. And if you do that with the news, what you end up with, right down at the bottom of the scale, is Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Peacocks terrorise the town of Beccles. They think they're cock of the walk.
The news in haikus. So, 10 to 4, and at 4 o'clock, of course, Sam Delaney will be with us here on Talk Radio. And if he turns up, he might well pop in to tell us what he's got coming up on his show. He might not. Let's just find out. Meantime, there's the important matter of music and crime. If you were listening earlier, you would be aware that today's text-in was based on music and crime. Ask me for why.
For why?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because... the reason it's music and crime is because a man who is in prison in America has claimed to be the son, not of a preacher man, but the son of Prince. He says he is the offspring of the purple dwarf who is dead. And he says he's come out with the claim that says he's the son of Prince, and he's in prison for crime. So what better reason do you have to do a texting based on music and crime? What have you got, Dave?
Just scrolling through these ones. Tom Petty Crime. Just added the word crime to it, but it works. Tom Petty Crime.
Yeah, that is good, actually. Adam Antisocial Behaviour. Adam Antisocial Behaviour. It's just come in from Nige. Thank you, Nige.
I wonder how many people, listeners we have called Nige.
Why would you wonder that?
I just find it interesting. How many people do you think we're listening are called Nigel right now?
I mean, it's not...
get in touch.
It's not a groundbreaking bit of research, is it, that?
No, but I'm interested.
You keep your little thoughts to yourself, Dave.
What's we going to do on this show?
You know. What have you got, Cornelius?
What have I got? This has come in from Florence. She says, the Grand Theft Automatic.
Fine. I was thinking what that had to do with computer games before I remembered that was based on an actual crime.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
I was thinking, but we're not doing computer games and bands. What? And then I remembered that was a crime before it was a computer game.
It was, yeah. Well, it's not a crime anymore, it's just a computer game, so I don't know if we can count that.
This is good, from Lauren. When I say good, I mean, here you go. Confidence Trick Astley.
That is quite good.
Confidence.
Are all confidence
Rick Astley.
Are all confidence tricks crime?
Yeah.
Well, Lauren hasn't been specific. I mean, she's just put.
Surely you can act confident to trick someone into doing something that isn't a crime. Or, like, you haven't frauded them.
Yeah, but a confidence trick implies crime, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So when imagine a fella was on a night out and he was a very confident person and a girl liked this, but in real life he's actually quite shy, but he was confident, and so right. the girl went out with him because she liked that. Is that illegal?
Why don't you?
Well, you know, you've never been out with a girl, so. John Gibbons has tweeted in, Mr. Asbo Jangles. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's really good.
Mr. Asbo Jangles. Good.
Caroline says, this is a song. You know, they don't all have to be bands or artists. They can be songs as well.
Yes.
Caroline says, Seven Nation Armed Robbery.
See, that's perfectly
by the
allowable.
White Stripes.
Johnny Cashpoint Raid.
Is that the technical
term? I mean,
term?
I know it's, you know, almost 4 o'clock, but, you know, I mean, at least try.
Is that the technical term for a cash point, like, I've never heard anyone go over another cash point raid.
There's one here about Black Grape that I'm not going to read out. Do you remember the band Fiddler's Dram? Who did Day Trip to Bangor? Do you remember them?
Literally never heard any
Didn't
of those
we
words.
Have a lovely time the day we went to Bangor?
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, it was by Fiddler's Dram.
Is it? Hang on, what are you going to do here?
Someone's put a word in front of it.
Oh.
What? I'm not reading it out. I'm just telling you what sort of people we have listening.
Dreadful news. Please stop listening. And also, if you call Nigel, please text me. So I want to know.
I can't believe you just, sort of, in the last dying embers of a programme, just done some random texting about whether people are called Nigel or not. You're supposed to be the producer. What are you doing? What sort of mental idea is that? Text in if you're called Nigel. What?
We can only imagine Sam will continue that right through his show.
Go back to your job on local radio BBC.
I've never worked on local radio BBC.
A salt and pepper.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got more.
I've got a couple more here.
Go on.
Carla says, Maroon 5 points on my license.
Can you get 5 points on your license?
Carla can.
I think you only get them absolutely in threes.
Oh, look who's here.
Most of the rest of these are unbroadcastable. Certainly. What about that one about P. Diddy? Can we do that one?
Nope.
Okay. Hi, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, just killing time until you got here.
I know, yeah, your producer out there seemed sort of quite keen for me to come in.
Yeah, well,
I'll be honest, which is never a good sign.
I'll be honest, what happened was, right, we're reading out these crime and music things, but they were becoming increasingly unbroadcastable.
Right.
And Dave was starting
when
to make a face.
When has that ever stopped you
well,
three?
That's a good point. Dave started to make a face, and then he had some sort of magical idea about getting people called Nigel to text in to see how many people we had Nigel listening. And right. At that point, we've become very desperate, haven't we?
Yeah. The old no. You always know when someone's resorted to that classic, let's get a Nigel to text in. We've all been there, of course, but it's never good.
Quite know what's going on. Anyway!
Let me ask you a question, Sam. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many people do you think listen to your show that are called Nigel?
Dave, this is not a thing!
Oh, my God. Don't try and impose that. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking now this is officially my airtime.
Not quite yet.
And I'm not going to let you taint my career like you have done John's.
Yeah, thank
for
you.
For far too long
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I mean, we laughingly still even refer to as a career.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know that John taints his own career very successfully on a regular basis.
Sam Delaney, what's coming on your programme?
Well, to be honest, I've been sat in with one of our radio bosses for a while.
Oh, yeah, which one?
Denny.
Oh, yeah, him, yeah. Mm.
And I've been a nice little chit-chat with him.
Yeah.
But as a result... Oh, hang on, here's my running order. I was about to say, as a result, not exactly sure. Well, of course, we've got...
Mark, the producer, wanders in.
Of course, you know that a vote for Brexit is a vote for recession, but of course, also, it isn't.
Yes, that's right,
in the interest
of balance, yeah.
But we'll be getting Vicky Price on, who is an economist and former head of government economic service, to tell us her views on that,
yep.
What the Treasury said today.
Yeah.
Our trending review is Charlotte Gunn, who's the editor of NME.com.
Oh, yes.
And she'll be keeping us up with all the news on the popular beat combos.
Yeah, good.
Who are making waves at the moment. Also, we'll be talking Austria. Now, you don't hear much about Austria, do you? But when you do, you know it's something bad.
Correct.
And they just continued to prove that point because they're on the verge of electing a fascist,
yeah.
Which isn't good. doesn't do well to fight their already iffy PR position.
They've got a track
on
record
the world
of this kind
stage,
of thing,
does
let's
it?
Be honest.
So bad luck, Austria. We'll be looking into that. Also, there's an interesting story. A couple of stories coming out of the world of PC madness gone mad. One is there's a school that have banned blowing whistles in case it scares the children.
Oh, yes.
And another one about Lego becoming too violent. So we've got our old friend Keith Leclerc from Forum Exchange coming on to share his opinions on that.
Good stuff. All right, Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4, and with a programme, especially for people called Nigel. Dave's stupid idea. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.